Blog Talk Radio.
About. I'm 8 minutes late. Let me tell you why. I'm 8 minutes late. The board is full. A lot of people have dropped the call back in. Let me tell you what's going on. One of the main problems that got me late, I want to let everybody know why I'm late. It's right at 8 o'clock as I'm calling in. Everybody, and I appreciate everybody calling in, but they, you know, I got a flip phone. They're knocking my phone off each time. So, I want to give props out to the people that's calling me. But one of the problems is they're throwing me back off the system. But I got some topics I got to get on. I was trying to see. I want to make sure DJ Grant and I got some special people I want to talk to tonight. Wayne's Never Scared, DJ Grant. I'm looking for Eyes. I'm looking for Type Man. I'm looking for some other people, you know. We got some stuff to talk about tonight, and I want to make sure. So if any of them people I name I just call, you know, hit the one button so I can get you, and just to make sure that we're all active. I got to make sure that people can hear me too. I have hello. Am I being received loud and clear? All right, I'm not sure yet, But let me add one other thing right quick. I got to get Boss Vines on. Let me see here. Y'all bear with me. I got to tell y'all, it's the Monday Night Madness with Grudge Inc. and Jay Barnes as your host. I appreciate all the people that's calling in, showing all the love. I got to get my special guest on right quick. DJ Grant, I'll get you on in a second. I thought you was already on. Give me a second. You know, this board is something serious when you're working by yourself. So y'all bear with me 1 minute, and I'm going to get this thing worked out. Hold on 1 second. I need to play my famous porno music so that everybody can appreciate, you know, what's going on for six. Let me see, can I get a particular person here on right quick?
Hello?
Boss, what's going on?
What's up, boss man?
All right, boss, let me introduce you, boss. Everybody, this is the infamous and famous Tony Boss Vines, the Grudge Racer of the Year for 2 years, 3 years. Maybe 4 years. And, boss, let me hear. I've been hearing a lot of things. What's on your mind tonight, boss?
A lot of things on my mind. Where should I start? Where you want me to start at?
I want the thing that, you know, my first question is, are we grudge racing or are we class racing? I mean, get that.
Okay, you're talking about the race down in Valdosta. Let's do, you know, technicalities and mathematics. Anybody that seen that race, or seen the video of that race, or seen the pictures of that race, knowing that at the 3:30, I was probably 10 cars out on that man. That man was 10 cars. I was 10 cars between us and him at the 3:30. All right, when 3:30, when my car started getting loose, I backed off the car right then and there. About 20 yards past the 3:30, I got them backed all the way out of the car. Everybody want to talk about why didn't I lift? It sounds so stupid. Why didn't I lift? How in the hell They say that man caught me being 10 cars back, caught me right at the end of the day, right at the day, if I hadn't got out of it. I mean, simple mathematics. You agree with that, Jay?
Oh, I agree, Albo. I agree.
I mean, they asked him the other time. Well, you know, I ain't heard nothing from Mike Ward, the man I'm racing against. But they ain't never said one time why he ain't back out of it.
Well, this is the thing, Ball. First of all, Ball, let me say I'm glad that you got out the wreck. You know, I don't know if anybody else took the time. There's been a lot of finger pointing and blaming, but I'm glad that you got out the car safely. So let's just say that, you know, that's a testimony to the safety, to the equipment, you know, because that was a horrific wreck.
Yeah, I want that when you just saying that, right, that's another topic I want to top off.
Yeah. You know,
first of all, if anybody saw the race, the man was 10 cars behind me. And I had to lift for that man to even come remotely close to catching me. Why did I lift? I did lift, everybody. Whoever saying that on Yellow Bullet, I did lift. Called the car, the track had got swerving. I mean, everybody understand. Right before I raised Big Low, went down the track, and he crossed. Tim Lane knocked the cones out, too. The track was kind of like giving away. So anyway, that's what happened. I got out of the car. The man he behind me, when he saw me getting swerving, why didn't he lift? He was ten cars back, so you could see a car getting in trouble in the lane. So why, if you would have lived, I wouldn't have hit you. Come on, when I came in your lane, I wouldn't have hit you. As a matter of fact, everybody understand when I hadn't hit a wall before that man hit me. When that man hit me going 85-90 miles per hour, he hit me. He knocked me into the right wall, and I bounced off that wall, went to the left wall, and between then I flipped over. Now, when you're saying about the equipment of my car, everybody talking about my equipment, but my car. My car, Jay, you was there. My car was towed to pieces from head to toe. My car was towed to pieces from top to bottom. The only thing left was my cage. I sat right there in my cage. The cage did not go no way. I stayed right in that cage. It protected me. And, Joe, you got to say it's mighty good. How can you talk about a car when another car hit you at 180 miles per hour, knock you into a wall probably 150 miles per hour, bounce, then when you bounce into that wall, you flip over, go into another wall probably at 140 then, and you got without a scratch. Did that cage do its job?
That cage did its job, boss. That cage did its job.
Did you see the car?
I seen the car.
Okay, I got a chrome model cage set up. I had a chrome model cage set up perfectly. That like I'm stupid. I don't know. I don't trust myself in a cage. My cage was the only thing left there still intact. If a cage can take an impact of another car, evidently, you know that car had to be going 175, but he didn't come close to catching me. I mean, he saw the world record had 180 miles per hour. He didn't lift. So you know if my cage could stand the impact of another car running into you at 180 miles per hour. I don't know if anybody don't know the feeling of it. You just imagine a truck, a car running into your regular car at 180 miles per hour. Knock you into a concrete wall, and when he knocked me into that first wall, my foot went back to the pedal. So, you know, when you come to a head stop, my body didn't run away, but my foot did. My foot went right back on the gas pedal, opened my motor wide back open again, it took back off again, flipped over, went back into the right left lane at probably about 140 then, 145.
Right.
Come to a stop. I'm sitting there in the car. I don't see nothing. I don't see no hood. I don't see no fenders, no doors, no top, no trunk or nothing. But guess what was still there? The cage.
The cage was still there.
I mean, my tire got knocked off up in the air, probably over there in the stands. Front tire, back tire, come off the wheel. What was still there?
Yeah. Cage was there, boss. I seen it.
So I don't like these folks getting on there talking about my cage and stuff. Worry about your own car and your own cage. Your cage down to your car. Mine handled my car. They did what it's supposed to do. Saved my life. And that was still there. I'm looking at the car right now. Is the cage still there waiting on another lick? So you worry about their car before you get on the radio talking about these cages ain't no good. I mean, what else you expect the cage to do? Fall into a volcano and then and save you? I mean, the cage did what it was built to do, right or wrong, Jay?
It did. I mean, I don't know. Now, I don't know about all this, but the purpose of the cage was to save your life and that was a horrific accident. I seen myself. You got T-bone, and you know you got hit in your dome. So now I don't know.
Change didn't move. A car ran into me 180 miles per hour. His engine, motor, all that stuff ran into me. Cage didn't move. Didn't even touch my leg. Didn't even touch my chest. Didn't even touch my arm. I mean, the dog just said itself. He was kicking around and saw some smoke. I mean, he saw some smoke. I guess people were scared. You saw the wreck. When you saw that wreck, Jay, at first instant looking at it, Jay, you see that race, that wreck.
Oh,
you can say,
see,
you can say,
let me tell
that's
you what
right.
I said, boss. When that wreck happened, boss, I prayed that y'all would say, so that was a bad wreck. I'm going to tell you no lie.
Exactly.
I promise, I thought that was a deadly wreck.
Jay, I had a front row seat, sir. I had a front row seat. I saw it all. Something hit me. You ever had? I bet you. Nobody don't know how a train feel when it hits you. But that's like I felt like when
you
that man
it.
Hit me.
Yeah, you got it.
Like it was a train. Right. Like it was a train. That train knocked me, slung me over to that right wall. When I caught that right wall, my foot went forward, right back on the gas pedal again, took me off again. Nitrous came on and everything, all over again. Wide open. That probably everybody heard the wide open thing. That was shot me,
right,
took me
right,
over,
right.
Went back into the left side of the wall. And that's where I landed at. Broke my rain, took the wheels off the tires, car shattered, took wheel tub shattered, was left there standing with me in that cage. What else do you expect a cage to do?
I don't know. I can't speak for them, but the fact that you walked away is a testimony to the safety. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. My seatbelts did their job. The caveman, if my seatbelt wasn't good, it would throw me out of the car chain with that impact. If my cage wasn't good, it would have bent all up around me. If my cage was not good, Jay, my roll cage would have broke. Ain't nail bar even broke on my cage, Jay.
Right.
Now, you imagine if a car hit your car, Jay, and you got a cage on it at that mile per hour, don't you expect your cage to be bent or broke?
I do. I think so.
Okay. My cage was not bent or broke at all. Tore my whole left wheel and tire arm off. All that tore off, yeah. But the cage, had it been around here, it would have protected that too.
Well,
I'm tired of you folks getting on here talking about I didn't lift, talking about my car wasn't safe. I really could have went jogging after the red car. There wasn't nothing wrong with me.
No, I mean, when I got down there, boss, you and the other guy both were standing up. Neither one of y'all, what I seen, was any ambulance or anything. And again, you know, the wreck was horrific, and that y'all, the fact that y'all both were standing up, you know, on your own power, says a lot about the safety. I mean, we all know the bad. You know, nobody wanted that to happen. Nobody, you know, planned that. So, again, boss, I think the, you know, a lot of times I guess people just don't be thinking about what they're saying and what they're doing. The fact that y'all walked away from that is like you said, a testimony to all the safety equipment. You know, whether you could have more. I mean, we all can have more. But that, it did, it was tested, and it, you know, and two people came out alive. So that's all that matters.
Everybody talking about my pants jeans. Talking about I ain't got no racing pants on. I have my racing pants up under my jeans.
Right. I mean,
I don't know what the hell everybody think will worry about me. You worry about me. Send me about $1,000, help me fix my car. You worry about my cage. Send me $1,000, help me fix it. If I'm satisfied with
it.
A lot of people cages, Jay, a lot of people cages ain't been to the test. My cage been to the test, right or wrong.
Mine passed the test.
Now, they better worry about their cages and their cars. Let them hit the wall at 160 mile per hour to see how their cage going to hold up. I already know my cage holds up. I don't know about their cage. Now, everybody understand that. Everybody know I have a fiberglass body on my car. So fiberglass is not going to stop an impact. If you're going to hurt that cage, fiberglass ain't body ain't going to stop it.
No.
With nothing between that concrete wall and my cage but that fiberglass body. Everybody know a fiberglass body ain't nothing. With nothing between my car and his car. When I hit him or he hit me, with nothing between that car and my cage, but that little fiberglass thin body.
Right.
And now it's disintegrated, isn't it? Broken in a million pieces. But guess what? That cage stayed right there. There ain't no paint stuck off the cage. So everybody worry about my case. My case, I can honestly say, I'm a living witness, my case has went through the test. Now, y'all take y'all car and go to 100 miles per hour, hit the wall, and see the y'all case last.
Can't nobody dispute that, boss. But now, boss, hold that thought. Again, I'm glad that you're able and that you can talk. And not only am I glad, I want you to know that people from around the country, because, like I said, you're a true grudge racer. And, you know, that's one of the things I hope that we don't give in to. Is that, you know, everybody can criticize, but like you said, your stuff was tested, it proved to be safe, and that's all it's supposed to do, and that was done. But now, let me ask you this other question, though. I mean, you know, I'm trying to figure out is that I think there's a place for shootouts. And I think the shootouts, we all know that they put, that is the reason. You know, because grudge racing sometimes are slow about kicking off, and we put these shootouts together so that we can entertain the spectators so people can see some good matchups. But now, at the end of the day, are we a group of, what do you call it, shootout enthusiasts, or are we grudge racing enthusiasts? That's what my question is to you, Tony.
The question is, you're trying to say through, basically trying to say the grudge racers and class racers need to meet up in shootouts?
No, what I'm asking is what we do, what I'm asking is grudge racing. Are we fans, are we enthusiasts, people who like grudge racing, have shootouts took the place of grudge racing? That's what I'm asking.
I still don't have an understand the question, but you're trying to say do grudge racers need to have shootouts?
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to make sure I understand. All right, listen. All right. You're considered a grudge racer.
A grudge racer. Right, exactly
okay.
Right.
What is Rick considered?
Rick's considered a grudge racer.
Okay, Cold Killer is what?
Grudge racer.
Okay, so I'm saying, is it, are we grudge racers, or are we have shootouts, or we become shootout racers? And the reason I'm asking this is because the shootouts now are getting more popularity than the grudge races. So I'm asking, which is more important, the shootouts or the grudge races?
Well, it all depends on which perspective you're looking from. The fans, they really want to see side-by-side action, and the shootouts is great for them. And then when the shootouts come to a track, us grudge racers, we almost ain't got no choice but to get in the shootouts because we can't get no grudge racers with the cars in our class because they're going to be in the shootout. And there ain't hardly too many people just leave the shootout and not try to get that free money at the grudge race. So basically that's what we got right now. We got the shootouts, and you're paying $5,000 out. It made me sad because when you come to a race with a $5,000 shootout, the grudge is getting in it, you don't see nobody talking about grudging each other. There's no grudge talk. There's no talking shit and none of that. You're just waiting on the shootout. So it's like a, you know, damn if you do it, damn if you don't situation, you know. The shootout going to bring some class races in there, and they're going to compete for that money, you know. So it just ain't like the old days. Back in the old days, we had good grudge races and no shootout. So I don't know what's going on.
There's nothing wrong with the shootout. I don't think there's nothing wrong with the shootout, but my problem is that, you know, grudge racing, we're in the business of grudge racing. And how can the grudge racing take on more importance than grudge racing?
I don't know. My point is, like I'm saying, shootouts, people that's going to be inclined to get, grudge racing is going to be inclined to get in the shootouts because of the free money. And then and at the same time, that's going to draw class races in there too, which I ain't got a problem with class races getting in the shootouts because really that's the only action you got. I say hate traveling 4 or 5 hours and getting no action, so basically you got to get what you can get. It's a bad thing because you go out there and beat a class racer, and you see that man the week before put up a hell of a time, then you got to go out and you beat him, then all the grudge racers going to think you're going that time. And
right.
It's going to be hard for you to get a girlfriend.
Well, let me see, can I get beers? Hold on. I got a couple of people if I can get Biz to come on, and then my board is down. I need him to kind of open up some light. But Biz, can you hear me? I'm trying to, you know.
Okay, yeah, Jay wouldn't let me open my mic, but I'm on now. Boss, I just want to say, man, I'm glad you're here in the land of the living. You're still here with us. I thank the Almighty God that you're still here, boss. I'm going to say this, man, I have no problem with no race, creed, or color. I got them all. I got friends all over the board. But I just gotta say this. That crash, the accident you got in, was nothing but racial. Meaning that the negative feedback that you got on Yellow Bullet. Was nothing but racially targeted.
Okay. Yeah, I went back there and read all the comments, right? They were talking about all those grudge races are gonna sell drugs, sell weed, sell stolen parts and all that stuff. They don't need to be out there, have their ragged cars out there on the track. They're saying all that. I just ain't know that much bigotry and racism was on Yellow Bullet. So I ain't never looked at Yellow Bullet, but I looked at it last night because PT Carl told me to look at it.
Hey,
it was 52 pages. All they were saying, Biz, why, you know, they're stupid because they didn't, that's before they saw the actual video. Talking about why didn't I live. Everybody and their mama seen at the street there, that man about 10 cars behind. Do you agree with me on that?
I agree.
Now, you know, there's no way that man could have come close to catching me if I hadn't already lifted. But I ain't hear them say now time why did Mike Rurick lift? Why he ain't lift? He know he couldn't have won the race. I still cut my bub on. He know he couldn't have won the race. Why he stayed in it? But they ain't say nothing about that. They ain't say nothing about me as personal. They say all us grudge racers. Everybody know 80% of the grudge races, 80% of the grudge races are black. But that's how they look at us. That's how.
Yeah, they say all you grudge races, but Richard really want to say it's all you niggas. But,
exactly. So you know it. Don't get me wrong. All class races don't feel that way, and you may not have none of the class races feel that way, but you got these fans that feel that way. You just say it, man. Go over there and read that stuff, man. These folks ain't never seen me before in my life. Ain't never seen my car. They talking about we sell drugs. Basically saying that we ain't all those brothers got real jobs. All of us sell drugs. All of us steal cars. All of us smoke weed and sell weed. So one person said on the thing, why Tony have no braided twist holes on his razor? The other one said, oh yeah, he ain't sell no weed that day. Goodbye. It's just sad, man. It's just sad, man, how them folks think about us over here. It ain't just me now. They wouldn't say nobody just talking about it by itself. You say all them grudge razors. All them, they know the word they want to say, but they can't say that. They just want to say all those grudge races.
Don't get it twisted. They will call you a fool and a monkey on grudge races. But, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's what Doug called me two years ago. And they ain't going to get all the time for this race. And we all know how they feel about us. Well, you know, it ain't the class races itself problem. It's just the fans, people that go out there and, you know, go to their races, how they think, you know. So I don't know what the hell going on, man. They need to let them 1950s and 1940s go. It's 2000 now, man. Worry about my car. Talking about my car, raggedy, cage ain't no good. But I done just proved my car done went through the test and went ahead of record 160 miles per hour and still the cage didn't move. So I don't know what they're thinking about.
Hey, boss, we're glad you're still here, brother. We're glad you're still here. Us grudge racers, us grudge family, we're glad that you're still here. Jay, you still with us? All right. But I got my board now, Biz.
I can see. And
okay.
I'm going to make sure that. Is that Wayne down there? I got to get Wayne. Is that DJ Grant? Wayne, is that you, DJ Grant? Did I just get your mic open?
Hey Jay, if anybody wants to ask me any questions, feel free to ask me. Anybody wants to ask me any questions, feel free to ask.
I got a question for you, Tony. Approximately how long is it going to take you to get back out?
I'll be outside racing the Jets. You don't hear me. You don't hear me taking the motor. You don't hear me working on the car, man.
No, I owe you, boss.
I'm working now, man. You don't hear that? You don't hear that?
I am
working now.
Hey, I got to say it like this though. I want to make sure that everybody know this. That
so what
Tony did have a wreck, and you know what we normally do. Y'all do know that we, in the past, have been doing benefit races for folks, so I don't see why Tony should be any less. And Tony, what I'm thinking, Tony, is that
I want to say something about that too. You know, like I'm saying, the damage ain't bad as I thought it was. You know, really the only thing I lost was the chassis itself and the body. You know. And I ain't really had that. You know, I got a good deal on the car, so I'm okay right now. We already had Geronimo in the camp, you know, so we got another car. We got another car putting it together now.
Boss,
so.
You said I lost the chassis in the body. That's the whole car, boss.
Yeah, the chassis, but obviously everybody understand, you know, the motor is intact, the transmission is intact. The only thing I'm lost is a fan, radiator, vacuum pump, the fiberglass body, and the rear ain't hurt. The chassis is hurt, but the rear ain't hurt. So it ain't really no bad to thought, you know what I'm saying? So the only thing I'm doing now, we're putting the motor out of the motor that come out of the car, we're putting it in Geronimo right now, so we'll be ready Sunday. We're ready, transmission ain't hurt. Everybody gonna stand. Did everybody notice that wasn't no fluid on the ground when I wrecked? Only thing fluid was a little gas leak.
Yeah, I seen that.
And for a wreck like that was, Jay, a wreck like it was now. They was back racing about, an hour, wasn't it? We were back racing an hour, wasn't it? So he ain't had that much fluid. They had that much water on the track. The car did exactly what it was supposed to do. Safety, all my safety, water lines didn't come loose on the impact. And it didn't the oil line come loose. None of that stuff came on the track. I mean, my whole car, I'm pretty proud of the car. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. It just lost traction. And like I said, anybody can have a wreck. Ain't no such thing about nobody can have no wreck. Ain't no man out here. Name one man on this radio show right now that has been racing that's been not wrecked.
No.
Anybody?
Say that.
Biz or Witt. Who ain't never wrecked their car?
Yeah.
Everybody might as well accept that that's part of racing. Cutting the wind light is part of racing. Red light is part of racing. Wrecking is part of racing. I mean, can't nobody say nobody that cutting cars could take a dip and dive anytime they get ready. Your car can be running perfect, 10 times straight. A line could come loose, a talking bus, anything can happen to make you wreck. I mean, this part, I'll accept that. I already know every pass I make, I'll be thankful I ain't had no wreck because some things can happen at any time and any place. Don't make no difference what track you at. Don't make no difference where you at or who driving. If some wreck, you got cars that's going to do that, especially some cars going that kind of time, that kind of mile per hour on small tires. I mean, just like that can happen. Stuff like that can happen. Ain't no race out here that I know of that ain't wrecked before.
Hey, I didn't get on when you was talking about the class racing. I didn't get on when you was talking about the where were you going with the shootouts and the grudge racing? I want to get back to that.
I didn't hear it all. This is my whole what I want to do. Let me try to get that. I want to make sure Wick is on too. Big Master 1, Button 2, and DJ Grant, you on there, DJ Grant?
He on my line, Jay. He listening.
Okay, but Nick, listen to this now. Let me ask y'all a question. I mean, here it is now. All this damn talk, you know, we are a band of grudge racers. That's what we say we are. And I'm going to stand up and say this. I'm going to say, this is what Grudge Inc. represents, and I want y'all to make sure y'all understand. I don't want nobody to be offended, but I want to make sure everybody understands. Grudge Inc. promotes grudge racing, and we're going to support grudge racing, and we're going to uplift the grudge racers, Now, there is no stipulation. Hold on. I got to close my mic for a minute.
Should I say that?
I don't, we're going to uplift grudge racing. I don't care how you grudge race. Now, this is the key. If you grudge race in a shootout, that's a grudge race. If you grudge race in a grudge race, that's a grudge race. But I'm not concerned with shootouts. Shootouts are designed to make sure that the spectators get their money's worth at a grudge event. And I think they do excellent job, and we're going to continue to have shootouts. But shootout is not what we do. We're not a band of shootout racers. We're not trying to uplift shootouts. You know, so I want everybody to understand where I stand. I'm promoting grudge racing. Now, the shootouts do put together some good combinations. We do get some of the who's who to show up for the shootout. You know, even going back to what Tony just said, that when there's so much money put up in the shootout, nobody wants a grudge race no more. But Grudge Inc. is going to promote grudge racing. Now, anybody else is more than welcome to do whatever they want to do in shootouts. There will be shootouts at Grudge Inc. events. But it's not the headline. I'm not going to, you know, we're not there to uplift shootouts. We're down to uplift grudge racing. And however the grudge race happens, even if it happens in a shootout or if it happens on its own, I want to talk about the grudge race. So, you know, Biz, if you'll give me your opinion on that, let me get back to Biz. And Biz, I don't see your number on this. There you go. Biz, what's your thought on that?
My thought is a shootout is a class race, you know, because you have to stipulate a tire size, you got to stipulate, you know, big block, small block, you got to stipulate something. So basically, it is a class event. It actually, I'm gonna be honest with you, a shootout kills grudge racing because you got people that want something for nothing. Up north, they do buy-ins on shootouts. Down south, they do free entry on shootouts. So if I could come to the track, being down south, get in a shootout, don't have to put up no money, and win me $5,000, then therefore that's what I'm going to do. I don't have to chance any of my money. Only thing I got is my car invested. So class racing or shootouts actually kills grudge racing because a person don't want to grudge race because they don't want to hurt their car. They want to get in these shootouts and get free money. They want to get paid to come to the damn track. Then they want to get in a free shootout. So it actually it kills grudge racing. Whereas a few years ago, when shootouts wasn't as prevalent, people came to the track. I take, for example, when I first met Cowboy and Tony and them, they came to Hattiesburg and locked in 7 cars. I want you. I don't want to run him, but I run all you guys over here. That's when they first raced Donye. And they didn't – only shootout they had was clock-on shootouts. And, of course, that's taboo for a grudge racer to turn his clock on. So 4 or 5 years ago, it was a clock on shootout, and grudge racers didn't partake in that. So if we continue to uplift shootouts, it's going to really destroy grudge racing to a certain extent.
Yeah, I agree with that, Tony. This old butt naked, not Tony, Biz. Mm-hmm. Man, I tell you, it's just like today. No, we working hard and everything, and there's still a lot of controversy going on with that banquet that we had about that award, about grudge racing on 28. I mean, I will oblige anybody on 28, especially Nitrous.
Hold on. So you saying tonight, right now, that you – let's cut the chase. Let's be real. So you saying you will run Realtree on 28?
I already told Realtree that. But before I go into further, let me tell you this. After I read some of them trends in the post today, I don't usually get on the internet. I got a couple phone calls. I had to get on there. I be working through the day. A man like me work all day from sun up to sundown. And I don't have time to get on that thing. When I get home, I eat, take my bath, and I get my ass in that bed. A lot of these motherfuckers don't play on the internet all day and all night. That man said to the extent, I can't quote word for word, his daughter teaches special education down in Alabama somewhere. And me and DJ, to a certain extent, is special. We hit that early bus in the morning, too, and come home early in the evening. With that being said, first of all, I'm a man. I'm a grown-ass man. He put his pants on like I do one leg at a goddamn time. I feel like, to me, it feel like he trying to insult my intelligence, and he trying to assassinate my character. I don't do that to you, Realtree. And to all his fans, I don't do that to him. I have not did that to him. If we going to raid, we can raid. But all that other bullshit like that, we ain't going to do that, homie.
But Nick, I gotta jump in and say this. But Nick, you know, out of all people, this is grudge racing.
This is grudge racing.
Yeah. So that comes now. Come on now. The trash talking. Mm-hmm. Hold on. He opened up the door. Now this is Chicago game talking now. He opened up the door. He opened up the door to say that you was on the short yellow bus. You wear a helmet. And a chin strap. That's all fine and dandy. Don't take that personal. Hit it
and
like it.
I'm riding right beside this goddamn man.
Exactly. Hit it.
But Miz, I'm gonna say this. What Button Naked is talking about? Button Naked, I guess, don't really know Realtree and ain't really got that. I don't really know Realtree that whatever. But at the same time, you know. I throw a jab or I say something or whatever. I try not to go personal, but I mean, Realtree has a car. Realtree will race, so I can respect him throwing a jab back at me. I ain't got no problem with it.
But I ain't saying nothing to this man. I told him, man, who will race. I'm not finna pump nobody's show up.
You're the 28 champ. You ain't got to say nothing to him.
Exactly. He wants what you got.
You got something he feels is supposed to be his. So he threw a jab. Hit the man's pockets, man. Don't take that personal. Realtree ain't, man, listen, man, Realtree don't want no trouble like that, man.
No, not at all.
He's an everyday working cat, man. But nigga, don't take that personal. Hit that man's pockets, man. Lock that man in.
I told that man we can do it March the 2nd in Phoenix City. He don't want to come down here. He don't want to come down. He said no. He want me to come to the house of Hook and do it at Mike Numray. I told him no. It's just like cold killing. I'm going to goddamn do one thing on my mind, that to get down, get them $5,000 if I go up there. If I don't go up there, he can come down here.
Catch him at a track, butt naked, and go to his tail.
That's it. Bottom line, man, can't nobody make you go when you don't. I mean, you go when you want to go. He gonna fucking go when he want to go. You go when you want to fucking go. Period.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what it's all about. I mean,
he got it on the internet like I'm scared of him. So I'm not scared of him.
He ain't no better than me. Exactly. So go to his tail. But then you took it the wrong. You took it personally. It's not personal. Hit that man pockets, man. That's all I can tell you. Hit that man.
I told that man. We can get it. Let's do it March the 2nd in Phoenix City. Then it's all them other jokers around.
Let me stop you right there, because I know the little girls that be in the closet under these thick-ass names, they listening. So let me just tell you. They are irrelevant little girls. They in the closet. That's what they do. They get in the closet and say this and say that. They ain't got no goddamn car. All they are is the naysayers. I can respect. I mean, I can't say I respect it, but, hell, if Realtree say something to me, well, that's fine. Hell, I got thick skin. Say what the fuck you want to. I don't give a fuck. It don't matter. But he got a car. He got a car, so he can talk.
I hate to use this particular word, but I got to see it one time and pay my fine. Them $15 fence swinging ass niggas need to quit that bullshit and talking on that goddamn internet like that. Be a man.
Hey, but nigga, you man, you got a killer, man. You got a killer. Yo, killer. If you don't let that get under your skin, man, dog.
Listen, man. Real Tree said under his own admission, man, he was only in two grudge races in the whole goddamn year. He said it out of his own fucking mouth. Two. I ain't did shit. I was involved in more grudge races than him in 2013. The fuck are you talking about?
Did he win both of them?
No, he didn't win.
Okay.
And
well,
the one that he lost to was Wick, and Butt Naked beat Wick. I mean, you know, not grudge race of the year. I'm sorry, grudge race of the year. I just stating the fact. Now I know you come on in and got there and try to regulate. I'm sorry, grudge race. I wasn't trying to throw no jab at you like that.
Y'all let me get this.
Didn't I beat you too?
I paid you to punk out, but that's a win. That's a win, Wick. I paid you to punk out. That's a win.
Thanks.
Okay.
And you beat me twice.
Hey, yeah. Wick. Hey, yeah. That was a win. But I beat your motherfucking
ass. You put your dick on my back, and I won.
Hey, y'all, let me get Wick. I got to get, for some reason the people. Hold on, y'all. Y'all got.
Let me say one thing.
I can't never get this shit in. Hold on. I got to say this, Wick. I got to introduce you first, Wick. The 2013 Grudge Race of the Year, 9-1 Bad Boys. Wick, what's going on, Wick?
One thing I can say.
I mean, Wick, let me ask you a question, Wick. I mean, first of all, I don't know if I asked you this before. How does it feel to be the Grudge Racer of the Year?
Well, feel pretty good, Jay. I think I'm gonna be built. This belt heavy. This damn new belt you got this year heavy. He cowhide heavy. So I've been wearing these motherfuckers. My legs, I ain't gonna have them little bit of legs next year, y'all. My legs will be kinda goddamn. I'm gonna be a little stronger next year, so don't reach and grab it.
Wait, did you put any pictures up so everybody can see what that belt look like? People be thinking them belt bullshit, Wick.
I'm gonna let him see 902. So he's gonna wear this motherfucker to the track, to the club, every goddamn well. So they ain't gonna have no problem seeing it.
I had to cut my counterparts off, my partners off for a minute. With, you know, DJ Grant will never stop talking, so you have to goddamn get it in when you can. But
yeah.
Let me ask you a question now, Wick. What is the purpose, first of all, what is more important in this game that we're in, grudge racing, or what do we call it, shootout, which one is the most important, shootout or grudge racing?
I wouldn't say neither one is most important, Jay. You got to look at, as scary as Butt Naked is, me and Butt Naked problem when they never grudge race until we met in the shootout. Then we betted money and made it a grudge race. A lot of these races wouldn't even happen if some of these guys don't run into each other in the shootout. So the shootout is good, man. All you have to do is bet your money. When you run into somebody in the shootout and you've been looking for them, bet your money. Then y'all can race. It's a grudge race. So I'm cool with the shootout, me myself. I ain't got no problem with it. You know, hey, that's how much these grudge races get off.
Wait, I don't have a problem with the shootout, but it's so much, everybody keep talking about shootout. But the point is, what you just said was, in the shootout, when you put your money, it's a grudge race. So what you're really saying is, it's a grudge race that matters. Are we going to, so let me ask you this question then, Wick. Are we giving the grudge racer of the year to the person who win the shootout or who grudge race? And I don't care how you grudge race, You can grudge race in a shootout, out of a shootout, on top of a shootout. I don't care how you grudge race, but which one are we going to give the grudge race of the year to? Is it based on how many shootouts you win or how many grudge races you win?
It's going to be based on how many grudge races you win.
So then, have you ever heard anybody, I know I have, me say that your grudge races in your shootout don't count?
No.
I mean, a grudge race is a grudge race. I don't care how you do it.
Right. If you do it in a shootout, if you do it on the street,
it's a damn grudge race. But I just want to make sure everybody understands that Grudge Inc. is going to promote grudge racing. I don't care how you do it, but we're going to promote grudge racing. We ain't promoting no damn shootout.
Right.
We love a shootout. Shootout helps everything out. It helps put together some grudge races. But
yeah.
We're going
to
uplift
what you're
the
trying
grudge
to say. No, you're not saying you're not going to promote it. You're just not going to give out any awards for it.
Right,
for shootout.
Exactly.
You're going to give out your awards for grudge racing. Right.
For grudge races. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, a man can win all the shootouts in the world. But the people that I know and the people that I associate with, we are uplifting grudge races. And so if we don't care how you get the grudge race, ain't nobody never stipulated how you got the grudge race. You know, a grudge race is a grudge race in a shootout or out of the shootout, but we looking at grudge races. So all this talk about grudge race, shootout, I don't understand it. I don't understand why we even discussing the shootout. The shootout is something that helps put together a grudge race, that helps the fans get their money
right.
I love them now, but that ain't what we do.
One thing about this grudge game, we know this for two things certain. One thing, show we keep a bunch of controversy in it.
Well, you know, one thing for sure. I'm going back to say this, and I can open up my brother's mics back up. Go ahead, Biz. The one thing I want to say is that when ain't no problem. What I'm saying is, again, in my world, we grudge race, and so. I don't care how you grudge race and how at the end of the year, whatever we do, however we go about doing it, it's all about the damn, the grudge race. Now, Biz, you got a question? Oh, I think Biz dropped. Okay, hold on. Let me get DJ Grant and Butt Naked back on. But listen, DJ
hey,
Grant, Butt Naked.
Okay, let me say what I was going to say.
Hold on, DJ, before you say something. Let me tell you something. You're right, Whit. That raid never wouldn't have happened. It would have been that shootout because your head was decking and running for me the whole goddamn time, bitch. Go ahead.
Yeah,
DJ.
Right.
what I want to say, I didn't get a chance. So I had to say, glad that Tony's all right, man. And Tony and the other guy that was in that wreck. I mean, regardless of all this negative bullshit, I mean, bottom line, we still got two races that's still on this earth, man, period.
Right. Hey,
it's too much negative
surrounding
that. Huh?
They said we sell smoke or something, Tony said. They said, shit, I'm looking for some. I need some good shit.
Oh, shit.
They know now I don't want smoking up all that shit, so we ain't make no money off of that shit.
So listen, man.
How about this, Jay Bond? Can you maybe make a special class or maybe for shootout for people in the shootout? I mean, it's maybe a little award they can get for running being in if they win some shootout.
Hell no, he just said he supports goddamn grudge race, not no goddamn shootout.
I'm gonna do the grudge thing.
He can get a war. Somebody can get a war for winning the most shootout. You know that.
Yeah, that's what I say. I kind of agree with that, Jay. What do you think about that? I mean, if somebody gets us a shootout, but the only thing I was saying, I guess a lot of people know about the little controversy or whatever. But you gotta travel though. You can't be just one. Right in your one little area. You gotta come out the box.
That's the case. Y'all want to get a guy down who's got to clean it.
I mean, Rick, do you agree with that? I mean, my thing was a lot of people didn't even know who Real Tree was.
Yeah.
You know, Real Tree is very popular in that. He's very popular in that area. And he is a bad man. He can run the cars fast. Yeah. Ain't nobody doubting none of that. But all that extra, no, I mean, you know, don't whine because another man did more than you. You did a lot. You did more than, but negative shootouts, but we ain't counting the shootouts.
Right.
That's the difference. Different when a man go in his pocket and put his own money up than the goddamn man going in his
pocket. That's the biggest difference in the world.
And, I just want y'all to know, let me ask you this now. 2013 is in the record book, and 2014 is in the record book. So, you know, as we speak right now, the Grudge Racer of the Year is the 901 Bad Boys. The Grudge Car of the Year is the Great White. The most feared car in the nation is, what is his name with that damn, that big tie? I can't think of his name now. Out of Texas with the damn turbo car.
Birdman.
You know, and everybody, you know, and then from there, you know, somebody mentioned a fact about Johnny Quick. How did Johnny Quick? Well, that was based on the people in, you know, Johnny Quick. Let me defend Johnny
Quick.
That's
up north, ain't it? That was just
that's the state of Michigan. And, you know, you can't compare. You know, that's who those people chose as their grudge racer of the year.
That's that area.
Right. So they have to, you know, you have to recognize, you know, we didn't say that man was a national champ. The man got the votes within his state to be. And that's another thing, is the vote or the votes, you know.
Well,
you know,
I hate to say it this way, but Wick called a city belt.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing about it though, I don't see why. I want to say something about that. Folks, you cut me off. I don't see why. If I was Real Tree, I really wouldn't be worried about Butt Nigga winning that belt. Cause Real Tree the one here 20,000 or 30,000 versus Butt Nigga just winning a belt. So I really wouldn't be worried about it. Hell, he the one $5,000 shootout. I wouldn't give a fuck.
Exactly.
Let's move on to the 2014. Now, I want you to pay attention to this, y'all. Yeah.
Okay.
I want you to pay attention to this week. Everybody is complaining, right? But last year is in the history books already. That's over and done. Now, 2014 hasn't been written yet. So what's going to happen? What everybody's going to do differently to be in wherever they want to be? And I'm not trying to put nobody where they want to be. It's just wherever you want to be. Now, let me show you something. Now, the thing is that if you get everybody in Georgia to vote in 2014, Georgia going to carry all the champions. But if you get people from around the country to vote, then you're going to get when they say, well, it ain't fair for the people in Illinois to vote. Why it ain't? Because if the person is national, they should know who they are. It's like...
Exactly.
So that's the part, you know, if you actually on the national circuit, people from around the nation will know who you are, period. We ain't got to pick no special group of people to vote you in or to vote you out. You know, I mean, it's got to be a group of people that has knowledge of grudge racing. But now, if we're going to stack the deck, that don't make sense. It don't make sense to stack the deck. But, you know, 2014 have not been done, have not been written yet. And, you know, I don't care how I think that we should uplift grudge racing. I don't care how you do it. If you do it in the shootout or out of the shootout, it's grudge racing what counts. And if at the end of the day you don't have your grudge racing in order, can't complain. If you in the end of the day, if you only race in one state, you can't complain. You know, that was your individual choice during the year. And when people
do what you want to do,
on what they right. And when people voted on they thought, they voted what they thought, and that's what it is. You know, 2014 now. I have to say, I don't know who won between Tony and Little Rick. They said that was an off-the-trailer grudge race. You know, I didn't get that. I know I don't heard about that.
I think Little Rick won.
All right. So, you know, we want to make sure that Little Rick get his credit for that. So I want to make sure.
That's a grudge race, yeah.
That's a grudge race. And matter of fact, let me give Little Rick his props. You know, Little Rick is the Extreme 29 champ, you know. And for some of y'all that don't know it, I hear a lot of chest beating and a lot of people who bad. Little Rick is the Extreme 29 champ that he has to defend. And I hadn't heard anybody say anything about trying to, dance with Little Rick. You know, he is what he is now. So, you know, I want to make sure that people recognize the champ, you know, as they sit. But now, going back to the race, I know Ronnie Brown is thankful that everybody came down and have a good time. And y'all bear with me. I got a few mics I want to open up. I got a 478. I have to always open up a 478 or they don't never want to talk. A 478-8870. Let's see what we got. 478-8870. Your mic is open. Who is it, please?
Hey, Jay. How you doing? This Kenny.
What's up, Kenny? How are things going with you?
All right, man. I got a question to ask
you. Come on with it.
Okay, I heard you say about the shootout. Okay, just say, I ain't going to use nobody. Just say John Doe. Just say John Doe won in a shootout, and he betted everybody that he raced in that shootout. How would he be classified in? What would he be classified in?
Let me tell you the first thing. See, John Doe, the first thing John Doe shouldn't say is that he, all I want to know is, John Doe, who did you grudge race? How he grudge race? I don't care. You know?
Yeah.
You know, he giving up too much information. I don't care how he got his grudge race. Just tell me I grudge race four people and this who they was. That's all that matters.
Okay.
Whether it was in a shootout or not is irrelevant to me.
Right.
All I'm interested in grudge racing. How you come about it is okay with me.
You came out your pocket.
Yeah. You know, all we want is real grudge racing, you know. How they come about, nobody's going to complain about that. Nobody has complained. Nobody has never said, I have never said that if you grudge race in a shootout, it don't count. That don't make sense. I don't care how the grudge race is done.
Next question, what is a real good grudge race? How much?
Well, I mean, that's, you know.
That's $100. $100 is a grudge race. Because you really can't put no amount on what a person can bet. So $100 is a grudge race, they say.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that, you know. All we want is a grudge race that can be verified.
Yeah.
You know, if you grudge race.
$100.
Yeah, you know, and then, you know, you give me. Go ahead.
I mean, I was going to say this. I mean, I agree with what you said, Whit. But what I'm saying, but we all know, we got to look at the caliber of people that's racing, too. Now, if y'all in a 29 this time shootout in grudge racing, as bad as these cars is now, I think the ante needs to be up a little more than $100.
Well, we already talked about that on Dog Show earlier. We were saying $300 to $500, but at the same time, you can't really put no price on
nobody. I can definitely understand that.
So if they bet $100, they're still a grudge race because they bet it with their own money.
Yes, it is. But I don't want to get to a thing where everybody say, okay, we're gonna bet $100 and we can call this a grudge.
Well, no, I probably ain't gonna be that. It ain't gonna be that. I doubt if it be that because a bunch of guys won't even race for no $100. They'll tell you.
I'm talking about in the shootout. I'm only speaking of in the shootout. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Well, if they bet a hundred, it's a grudge race.
I agree with you.
DJ,
yes, sir.
DJ, the reason I say that because in these shootouts, you're going against the best of the best.
But hold on. Kenny, what I'm saying, I agree with what you're saying. What I'm saying is if you're going to grow up with grudge racing, especially 29 is type car, even 28 is type, the caliber car is not just insane.
The shit is crazy. And if we're trying to make shootouts credible as real live drug races where somebody has been locked in or somebody really been to money, I'm saying I don't want the actual grudge race itself to be watered down by saying we spent $100 on a shootout.
I've been already counting my shootout when I gamble in the shootout. We already been counting as a grudge.
Yeah, but y'all gamble. I mean, y'all probably tell them to make it light on themselves, you know, because y'all trying to grudge race every time you get up there.
Right.
You know.
Someone we tell them make a lot of sales. Someone we tell them a certain amount. Like Bud Negative, we told Bud Negative, bet the house. He wanted to bet $1,100. Like a scared motherfucker. And then went over to
his
house.
I'm going to stop you, boy. Quit telling that motherfucking lie. You know your punk ass wouldn't bet me no money. It's all bitch. Quit telling that goddamn lie. You didn't want to rip me. We fuck around and draw out your name in that shootout. You should have seen him, DJ. That bitch melted.
But they came over to me and said, you want to bet with $1,100. That was what they came and told me. I said, I want to get in. He said, no.
Hey, DJ.
Hold on, y'all. I got to get it.
He said, we've been dodging him.
Y'all.
But who paid the lockup first?
Yeah, hold on. I tell you what. Bring your ass over here, Mark the second. Bring you and your bet on him, Mark the second, motherfucker, and watch me take it.
Y'all hold on a second. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Kenny. That you?
No,
yeah,
we ain't ready yet, but nigga, we ain't ready yet.
Jay, I just got a text.
Jay,
I just got a text. It's saying,
I bet it's to me. I bet it's to me, ain't it?
No, it's to Jay, man.
Okay.
Hey, Jay, it said, ask Jay, I come to a grudging race. Who y'all got locked to a grudge?
Say
it one more time. It said, ask Jay if I come to a grudging race, who y'all got to lock to grudge?
Everybody
got
a race.
Goddamn, Kenny, tell that hater whoever takes you that, man, to goddamn come out the closet, man. It's the same race that was locked in from Ronnie Brown race this past time, man. Them graduates are getting locked in usually about a week or so before the race. Come on, man. What you talking about?
Hey,
that don't make no damn sense.
That
ain't what he's saying, DJ. He's saying, who do you have out of grudging that's going to lock in? That's what they're saying.
What you said, Kenny?
It said, I want my money's worth.
I don't understand the damn question, but I tell you what. Let me ask the question, Kenny. Tell him that tell him whoever that is that he can get his money worth, he can lock in with me, that with Jay Vaughn and no problem drag weight on March 15th, whoever the fuck he is, I'll lock him in up 5 or 15 and he get his damn money's worth.
I will text him back.
Yeah.
Award, for a particular movie, it's the Academy Awards who recognizing him for the accomplishments that he did. So Wick is not Grudge Inc.'s champion. He's the nation's champion that's been recognized by Grudge Inc. But Naked is the nation's champion that's been recognized by Grudge Inc. So I don't want to even diminish what these men have done by put them in a by kind of retain them. They have accomplished what they have accomplished, and we're just the one recognizing it and trying to put put a spotlight on what they did. Now go ahead, Wick.
But Nick, I want to tell you.
That's my whole point.
You ain't careful. this whole thing will turn into everybody will be talking about we shoot out races and we're not good races. So I think that's my only point. That's my only point is that good racing, and I don't care how you come about it, and I applaud Wick for being able first to have an event where it's all grudge racing, because that's a hard thing to do. That's a hard thing to do now. And so I'm going to applaud him for that. That's the model that we all should be shooting for. But we can't let these damn shootouts take on more popularity than what we actually do, and then every track in the world is having a no-time, every track in the world is having a no-time shootout. You know, anybody can get in, and then they're putting up some decent money to attract grudge racers in it, and then as we go get in line, then we're complaining at the same time, which don't make sense. You know, it don't make sense. So, you know, I just think that we need to keep the star high in the sky. Grudge racing is what we do. The shootout is something that helps promote grudge racing, that helps we all can get some good shit out of it. It's been some hell of a grudge racing to a shootout.
Let me explain something to these people, Jay. The people they gonna complain regardless. When y'all first came and I seen Dog and met him in Hattiesburg. And they put the belt, and Mississippi Joe had the belt and all that shit. I told them, fuck that belt. I don't give a fuck about no belt. I want money. I'm grudging. You know, it's the person who don't. When you win it, then the motherfucker want to complain. But other than that, they say, fuck it. We don't give a fuck about no belt. We don't care nothing about no grudge rest of the year. But when the next man win it, then they want to complain about the shit. So
exactly.
I'm looking at it like this. I did it. But after I raced a while and seen what was going on, I said, shit, I want me a goddamn belt, too. So if they don't want no belt, tell them don't worry about it. Just fuck the belt. Right. Don't worry about it. Don't try to get it. Just grudge race. Right. But I want this motherfucker, and I'm going to wear this motherfucker, and I'm going to represent this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You want it,
that's
good.
Hey, Wick, you sound much better when you ain't smoking that shit. You sound good tonight, boy. You sound real good when you ain't on that shit.
Hey, Wick, fuck you. Hey, Wick, tell them one more time how bad that damn belt is. They don't know how bad that belt is, Wick. You got to show them that belt, Wick. You got to show that belt.
Well, some girls had some good shit, and I got hold to it, so that's why I'm talking all this shit.
I see Wit on Facebook. What's that shit called? World Star Hip Hop. That motherfucker was walking down Field Street. He walked down Field Street with that damn belt on.
Oh, you know that was 902. That was 902.
That was 902. Said he was take that one.
We got it.
hey, Wit. You know for a fact now. Let me tell you this, Wit. I can tell you this, Wit. The Grudge Racer of the Year belt will be in Drag Illustrated. So now you know who took the picture.
Oh, shit. I mean my goddamn. Yeah. The belt and who else, goddamn?
The belt. Somebody in your camp was wearing the belt, and that's the picture that's going to be in Drag Illustrated. I can promise you that.
Ooh, they ain't gonna like that shit, boy. I told him they ain't gonna like that, boy. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. I think it's good for the game. You know, I ain't trying to hate. When Tony won it, I said, damn, I want to win that motherfucker, you know. Now I don't want it. Somebody else come behind me and want to win it. It's good for the game. You put your money up and gamble and race. So, you know, these belts are good for the game to me. You know, shit, motherfucker. You know, everybody who got one, I bet you they glad they got that motherfucker. Nephew, the Birdman, who else? Goddamn it,
the white boys,
whoever. You know,
Killer
got the grudge card of you.
But who the hell?
Damn, they got a city belt. Killer, damn, they got a city belt. Grudge card of you. That should be good.
Oh, shit. All right, man.
But you know, I can talk real shit about Killer, but one thing about it, Killer was 9-1. So the money
right,
gonna speak for itself.
Right.
9-1.
Right, right.
So what do you give a fuck about a belt? But I care about this belt. You see what I'm saying? But if he would have won it, then he would have gave a fuck about it. You see what I'm saying? That's just how I go.
That's just how I go now.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how I go. And people don't want to acknowledge that shit, but, you know, but let them get that damn belt for a minute. But the one you got that with, can't nobody take that one from you. So, but them other belts, when they get them, they don't want to give them up. Mm-mm. You know.
Hey, wait. Walking and hiding with these belts and shit, yeah.
Let me tell you something. That belt there, you're going to keep forever. But the other one, the other belt, if you ever get them belts, I'm going to tell you like this. It is better to have had and lost that belt than to not have ever had it at all. Remember that. You had that belt one time.
I agree.
A lot of motherfuckers ain't going to even accomplish that. That's why this little shit I got, I'm glad I got it. Hey, it feels good.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't hold on to it forever because, hey, somebody going to come along and get that ass. I might be down that day.
Yeah.
I might not be on my game that day. I just might straight out.
I got a question, Butt Nick. Will Wick take it from you? I got a question. Will Wick take it from you in 2014?
Anything can happen. But, hey, long that bitch I got on Tip Top, they'll never outrun me. Never.
To be honest with you, if they just want to really put everything on tape, I'm glad Butt Nick won that belt. I think he deserved it. But if I want to really complain about the belt, hell, I could have said Junior. Junior done been in just as many gross races, but Junior didn't get voted for it. So why am I say something about what this man done?
You know what, Whit? And that's funny. I had a conversation with somebody else too, and I said, damn, sure, that I can agree with you on that. But it's just crazy how certain things kind of get swept under the rug. But when somebody brought up
I never come to Bud and say, man, Junior, or come on and answer Junior. I done did it now, but I was doing it for a reason. I think that man deserved what he got. He won it. It's his belt.
And
motherfucker just got to respect it, man. He the 28th champ. The National 28th champ.
I agree.
And he's just simple as that.
I mean,
you know,
the thing, the cars had to be nominated by the people. But I definitely would agree with you, Whit. You definitely should have been probably in the runner, if not the runner-up, or could have been the winner. I definitely got to agree with you.
Hey, I told y'all we talked about when he ain't spoke of that shit, but Whit, tell the truth, Whit. Y'all weren't running with that goddamn car at all. Tell the folk that.
No, we didn't want to run. Yeah, I ain't going to lie about that. We didn't want to run. Right.
You're a good boy tonight. I seen you something in the mail. You've been good.
Yeah.
Now, let me
ran your ass. I would have had your ass.
Let me tell you what was happening.
I should have ran
this conversation with. I had this conversation with BET. But, you know, when people think about Wick, naturally, now I ain't talking about the people that know the 901 camp, but when people naturally think about Wick, they think about King Kong.
Yeah.
That's the name that's sticking people. They know that they got other cars, but realistically, if they think about Wick, they think about King Kong. Now, that's the car that come to mind, unless you know
that's true.
That's correct.
King Kong
kind of
overshadowed everything.
Hey, that's the
car they're
thinking.
That's why. They can dig in the belt and go get Kong, bang. Kong going to go through there.
Hey,
and
we know they're thinking about Candy Kane. You know.
Yeah, one thing about it, we're going to make them change their mind about all the other ones. The other one's going to be, we're going to try to put them in the... In the lane like King Kong was, you know, it's just gonna take time. It took time with King
Wait,
Kong. It's gonna take time with the other car.
Wait, this is what I recommend: that people associate you with King Kong. You're gonna have to. People give even when you come on and people say you won. You may have won with Predator, but they still think King Kong. You know, that's the car that just you know. That you are synonymous with, and you're going to have to do a good job in 2014, particularly when you talk about some of the other, as the Grudge Race of the Year, that kind of everything. But so that so that your cause can get some equal representation, you're going to have to let people understand. You're going to have to say, you know, which cause did what, you know, so that they can fall into other categories.
And I'll be honest, all them cars are bad cars. All the cars in 901 campus are bad-ass cars. Now, I don't nobody need to get it twisted. They some bad-ass cars.
They sure will, but all them bitches were scared of me, though. Every last one. Them bitches,
he was going to like you with Junior now, but he went
with me with Junior. He played like something wrong.
He said, not in Montgomery. I think he was going to like you with Junior. Somewhere, I think I remember. He tried to lock you with Dream one time.
Hey,
BJ, when y'all been through hollering, King Kong was the best car in that camp. I like all them cars, but I love King Kong, because King Kong been around a long time.
Yeah,
I mean, I totally agree. Like I said, King Kong was kind of overshadowed, but Junior was doing the race.
You love, DJ, he loved King Kong. He loved King Kong because Junior done beat his ass about three times.
Did y'all ever watch the goddamn the show back in the day, King Kong? Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Do y'all remember? I ain't talking about the new shit. Way back in the day, in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, so they had one with
that
King Kong and Godzilla. Godzilla fucked King Kong up. Y'all remember that?
Yeah, he did. I remember that.
That high wood down there, goddamn me. I fucked him up, goddamn Godzilla that night. He knew it. I put it on his ass.
Yeah. That slow motherfucker did get away. That motherfucker, you got slow though.
Get beside me then, boy. Let's do it one more time. For old time's sake.
I'm gonna run you again. I'm gonna look just like you this time, though. You gonna see this time. You gonna be real soft suspension? Yeah. I'm gonna be real soft suspension. Yep, totally.
It's gonna be good. It's all gonna be good. I guess I've been like BDC a little bit. I'm trying to make a motherfucker go.
Oh wait.
Hey Jay Bond, you still on the line?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
I had a little something to you. I wanted to say something real quick and I'm gonna get right on out of here.
No, take your time. And don't say it fast, say it slow. Say it twice. Make sure everybody hears.
Okay. The day that grudge racing, part of shootouts, the day one of them going to go extinct, Jay. And the reason I say that is because if you got a choice between two worlds and you got a choice between one world, what you think the grudge race is going to do? They're going to go to the two worlds. And then one of the worlds is going to become extinct. You know, so I say that to say this here. One of them will get knocked out, Jay, if they combine together. One of them going to get knocked out. Grudge racing is going to get knocked out, or even shootouts going to get knocked out. But you figure if you got a choice between the two worlds where it's money already up, and then you bet while it's going on also, those are the two worlds, Jay. But when you just got the grudge racing and everybody come out their pocket and bet, that's grudge racing. So my own personal opinion, I feel like when those two worlds combine together, it's going to be some failure on one end or the other.
But I ain't going fast.
That's all I wanted to come in and say, Jay, because I'm sitting back and I'm looking at this. You know, that's why they got different names for different things, Jay. Each of them hold their own category. You know, and when you take two categories and tie them together, Jay, one is going to overrule the other one.
I agree that this, and I'm going to put Rick in the hat. See, let me tell you this. See, this would come with knowledge now. I didn't know the trick-or-treat race. So I'm going to go ahead now in 2014. I'm going to go ahead and put 2014, the trick-or-treat race, as the event of the year before it even happened. Because if it's all grudge racing, I can't. If we are here to promote grudge racing and he got an event that's all – yeah, if he got an all grudge race event, I mean, how can you know what I'm saying? I'm nominating. You know, right now. I mean, it's an all grudge event.
I'm gonna let
that's what we
I'm
need
let
to
let get out the bag.
Yeah, Jay, we had 23 grudge races last year.
I like both of them, Jay. I like grudge racing,
I
and I like shootouts. I go to both of them.
He's not talking about shootouts. Wit is all good to trick or treat. Well, I'm gonna tell everybody this. If you will do yourself an injustice if you do not go to trick or treat 2014.
It's all good,
leave it at
man.
That.
You can't.
It's gonna be crazy this year at trick or treat.
I mean, all good event, man. That's what we all should be shooting for. That's what we should be telling all races. Let's get enough races together. You know, that's the whole goal. There's no how that we can shed any shadow on an all-good event. That should be the first and foremost event regardless because it's all good. You know, that's what we do. You know, think about this now. We're going to give awards. We play football, but we're going to give awards to basketball players. That don't even make no damn sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's an all-good event. That's what we all should be shooting for, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we all should be shooting for. But now I
would say by that time of the year, everybody will be out also. Anybody that's coming out trying to get there, they should be out and be all the way dialed in by then also toward the end of the year. And it's a big event. He's the Grudge Race of the Year, so everybody should support him anyway.
Oh, he definitely is that. I mean, he earned it. You know, if people keep trying to damn say that, if for some reason they're trying to say that the winners ain't the winners, but hell, he earned that shit. Rick, why is it that it's an undertone that the champions are not the champions? I mean, what's up with that? Wait, you there?
Yeah, I heard what you say, Jay.
I said, why is it some kind of undertone that the champions aren't the champions? I mean, why is that kind of hating going on?
I don't know, Jay. I don't know. I can't explain it, you know. Let the winners be winners. I don't think I can tell.
The winners is the winners now. And when Wick fought hard, I don't know for y'all, Wick fought hard. Wick was in contention, but when the vote came down last year, Wick didn't say shit, but okay, I'm going to get this shit together. That's all he said. I mean, you know.
That's it, yeah.
You know, that's all he said. Okay, I understand.
I ain't never heard him complain.
I got to get the rules. I ain't never heard him complain, and he always addressed Tony. That's what he was. And the man just got the rules straight and went and did his job, you know.
That's awful.
And,
according to Wick, let
me tell y'all what Wick did. Now, I got to tell y'all what Wick, me and Wick had a conversation, and I don't think it was private, but Wick said he was just doing what the hell he do. He wasn't thinking about no goddamn good race of the year. He was just racing his ass off. That's all he was doing. He said, but once everybody started talking about it, he realized, shit, I'm in contention.
I didn't realize that I was in, you know, in the running until Dog brought it up in October. Well, at the beginning of the year, Dog said I'm gonna win, and then you know I raced and raced and raced. Number one race did I race and said, well, damn, if I run this race, I'm gonna win Grudge Race of the Year. That never crossed my mind. It didn't cross my mind until after the Trick or Treat race. And Dog brought up on his show that Monday, he said, who y'all thinking going to be Grudge Race of the Year? And they came down and they said, me, Donnie, and Cold Killer. And that's when I said, well, damn, we got a chance to win this damn thing. Boy, we're going to turn it up a little bit. And that's what we did. That's what we did.
I mean, they were just doing what they do.
Doing what he's doing, that means he got a bullseye on his back.
Huh?
I said, that means he's doing what he's doing, and he got a bullseye on his back. I know you don't care nothing about that. Is that what you want? You want a bullseye on your back.
Yeah, that means you're a winner.
That's it. That means
you want it.
He ain't taking a little long time to say something now. He rolling that motherfucker up. He's licking it one. He's licking it with one.
Well, the folks on goddamn on Yellow Bullets, and that's what's going on over here. So I guess.
Hey, I swear to God, hey, that's who they talking about me though when they say they're smoking. I smoke their ass out when they come over there looking and shit. What you got? I had that motherfucker. They ain't got their kids with them. I smoke their ass out. Oh, hey, man. I know they're talking about me, goddamn. But hey, it's all good because they do it too. They just do it.
They
at
do
home.
It too. Yeah,
inside
come on, man. They do it too. They
inside the RVs and shit. Yeah, they do it too. Shit. And some
I mean,
of
no, ain't nobody better than nobody else, man.
Yeah. Hey, to be honest with you, they got some pretty good, nice goddamn cars, goddamn, to be coming they 9 to 5, too.
Like, come on, man. Come on, man. It's unreal the type of stuff they got. They want to talk about some people doing, man. Come on. Come on.
So, $300,000 car. You do what you do, I do what I do, hell.
I say the same damn thing. I ain't going to call them name. I know one motherfucker don't make for $12 an hour. And work 4 hours a week. And he got a bad motherfucker, and he a clary.
See, I mean,
I don't know how
stuff like that, it's you know, they cross the line, and all that shit right there is personal. You can't count another man's money or what he do or that. That ain't got no place for race. No place. Damn what somebody else do or how they get it or whatever. Ain't none of my goddamn business. I got to do what's best for Stunner. I ain't got to do what's best for or worry about what somebody else over there doing. All I can do is what I'm capable of doing. That's it.
That's it. That is it. They should need to bring
well,
that shit
mad.
Up and out.
Well, I'm mad, DJ, because I didn't know I could get my weed at the truck.
Oh, yeah.
It's sad. They see somebody else doing something.
Yeah.
Just because somebody else is doing something, they got to take them and they got to brand them and make them be who they want them to be.
Well, I mean, I hate to say, you know, racist, but, you know, we not so, I mean, I think if you're a white girl that's racist, guess what? I ain't going to say what you are, but they calling you something else. So you one of us now. Because they looking at us all the same.
Yeah.
If you're a girl that's racist, guess what? You black. You're a black man.
Well, this is the one thing, you know, this is what I go back to say, and we owe this to ourselves, is that, you know, and as black people, we do this too. We always using somebody else's standard to judge ourselves, you know. We don't never judge each other based on what we are in our own standard. So we are guilty of that. We fall victim to that every day, you know, in the beauty industry. You know, everything that we got, and it's not their fault, it's our fault that we let people change what our perception, what is right, what is good, makes us feel like it's bad. So, you know, when somebody tell me a grudge car is an inferior car, my instant thought is that, no, you just don't know what a grudge racer is. You're thinking about a novice. You're thinking about a novice contestant tune. A grudge racer have a professional car that's built top of everything. Now, that's what a grudge racer is. And so when somebody make that statement to me, I just know they don't know what a grudge racer is. They don't know what a grudge car is. They just assume anything that's not a class car is a grudge car, and that's not the truth. So the only thing that we really need to do is stop trying to look to other people for validation. We need to create the validation within ourselves and understand, you know, it has been proven with the Gangsta Boo, which is not the fastest car that exists these days, you know, it took on their best of the best. And, you know, so the bottom line is we got to stop trying to use somebody else's standard to judge what we are. You know, grudge cars are the top of the line cars. Now, every car that calls himself a grudge car is not a grudge car. you know, I mean, you know, just because they call themselves that, that's not really. And that's where we fall short, because the minute somebody says, hey, listen, let's make sure that we create a professional standard. Well, I can't do it if it's under your name, and I can't do it if it's under your name. You know, that's why we all, so that's why we can't never damn, that's why our standards are never elevated to the top. But if we just recognize that we have a standard, and we have to identify our standards and stop trying to let people judge us by their standards, we'll improve not only in grudge racing, but as people also. So that's my speech for them on that.
That's right. And Jay, you want to know something else, Jay? We're looking at it from one end. We're not looking at it from both ends. True enough, Tony did run the class racer, and when he did, an accident did occur. But if an accident had not occurred, they still would have had something to say, Jay. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, because they are trying. But I don't blame people. See, again, I don't blame a particular person of race who may say, I'm better than you in his mind, or, you know, in his mind say something like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind if somebody say that, because they're using their standard to try to judge me. But see, I don't go by their standard. I mean, I know what my standard is. I know what I'm trying to accomplish. I know what my world represents. So, you know, and that's just something that we need to do. We need to start. That's one of the reasons that there's a grudge banquet. There's a grudge award. It's not class awards. It's not, you know, index awards. It's grudge awards based on the standard that we have set. So
let me tell you
this,
Jay.
Stop trying to let people go ahead.
One thing, the biggest thing, if you want to know what a man is thinking, or if you want to know what a man is about, just ask the man.
Yeah.
Period. It's too many people trying to assume what somebody is saying or what somebody's trying to say. If you want to know, ask the person who you got the question with. Stop all this damn assuming. Everybody assume this and they assume that, or they think this and they think that. You know, it's all right to have your opinion, but to put it out there that you think a man is this or a man is about this, or an organization is about this or an organization is about that, ask the question and you get the clarity, instead of putting out false bullshit.
I agree.
Hey,
Now,
let me show you something. I'm just going to use this. Let me give you an example. We all know NHRA is a big thing. It's a big thing.
What's really?
But they've been suffering for attendance.
Oh,
we know that class racing is a big thing. But they've been suffering. They've been suffering for spectators. On the other hand, guess what? Grudge racing is growing bigger and bigger. But here we are letting people continue to put us down, and we even though when they say it, we agree with it. We always think we're inferior, but they're slowly trying to pull it into their corral. They're slowly trying to put it up under their umbrella, but constantly telling you that's bad. But we want it, you know. When y'all do it, it's bad. When we do it, it's good. So, again, we need to, again, let's embrace what we have and make it successful. You know, don't let somebody else have to come from, you know, we got to water it down, change it, flip it over to meet their standard. But when it meet their standard, that means they are making the money. Why we can't make the money, meaning grudge racers, black and white grudge racers, why we can't make the money. Why we can't work together, why we can't create our own standard that we should have been created. You know, I keep telling everybody in the drag racing world, a grudge racer is considered a weekend warrior or a novice. But if you tell a grudge racer, say, listen, we're trying to go professional, let's have professional license so that we can be recognized as, oh, no, we are so stupid, we work against ourselves. We don't know how to make what we do a profession. We want to stay in the market of a weekend warrior or a novice, because the minute you try to put some structure to it or try to elevated from a novice to a profession, remember what I said, a profession, our own people go crazy. We got a lot of education to do within ourselves before we can stop complaining about how other people see us. Hell, we see ourselves that way. So, Wayne and DJ Grant, y'all better say something before I go. I'm climbing up on this damn soap, this damn box. I'm gonna get started.
What you say? I ain't gonna lie to you. I just heard you call my name.
Damn.
I was on mute for a minute.
God damn. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
Wayne heard it. I listen to what Ray said an hour ago.
The way I see it, JL, if you don't talk, you listen to Wit, so keep going.
Listen, I got to tell y'all about Georgie has his first race coming up March 15th and, at No Problem Dragway down in Louisiana. And Friday night, we will be partying on Bourbon Street, you know, having fun. The car that I know that has confirmed that will be there, I want to make sure I say this, confirmed, will be White Trash will be in the house. Showtime, and I'm going to say this about Showtime. Showtime, I'm going to say this, and until SVO proved me wrong, I think in 2014 is going to be the baddest car, you know, boosted car on 29s. Now, you know, we got that.
Said 29s or 28s?
Well, they run on 29s. You know, I mean, they.
You said SVO?
Well, SVO have to run. SVO and Showtime is locked in to run in Macon on April the 5th. SVO will be on 28. That's their tie of choice. You know, I don't think that's a stipulation. They can run any time they want. But Showtime will be on 29. And you know, they're good racers, and so you got to give props out to them. But Showtime will be in, I want to get back to what I was saying, No Problem Raceway, and a host of other cars. But I want everybody to know that about, the Small Block Mafia out of Mississippi will be running, will be rerunning Don Matt at that race also. So, you know, y'all heard, you know, how Don Matt, you know, made the Small Block Mafia go into the wall. So that race will be reheld. So if y'all have not been down to No Problem, is a top-notch track that can compete with any national track in the country. And by the same token, though, it's a great facility. It's large. You know, it's a top-notch facility. So there's a lot of racing going on that March 15th. And if Kenny was still on, you know, I'm still trying to lock in that damn smart-ass man who want, you know, who looking for somebody to lock in. So let's get back to now. If y'all got 1 second, I want, you know, a man asked me a question, and I'd like to answer it. And y'all bear with me 1 second. The question was that I was asked is, why is it that Grudge Inc. is trying to go in everybody's, in all the promoters' pockets by getting half of the gate? So I want to make sure everybody, that's the question. And I appreciate the question because anytime a man can come face-to-face, well, he called me on the phone and asked a question, I think he, you know, deserved an intelligent answer, you know. And his question was, and he really was basing this on what he keep hearing, that Grudge, you know, mainly Jay Barnes, is basically put on races, and he just go in, he just pimping the other promoters because he get half the gate. And you know, why is that so, or if that's true, yes or no, you know. And hold on 1 second, the damn text is still coming in. So let me answer his question. The main thing is first that when Grudge Inc. do a race, they're business people that do the race with Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. is just one partner in the deal. Now, and I want to make sure that everybody understands, that the agreement between Grudging and the other promoter is a deal that both Grudging and the promoter is acceptable with. It's the people who are on the outside who have a problem with it. Now, moving on, so what Grudging and the promoter do is put on an event, and they split the money, Grudging and the promoter, according to the agreement they have. And that's what Grudging do. And for Grudging side, we promote the radio shows. We do, we bring in, you know, a host of racers to help make the race a successful event. Now, my question is, and gentlemen, if y'all can help me, why is it considered, if Grudge Inc. partner with somebody, is Grudge Inc. pimping everybody? But if a promoter do a split with the track, why is it not perceived that the track is pimping? Because the track of the promoters around the country do a 50-50 split or 70-30, some kind of split with the track, and the track is doing less than Grudge Inc. because Grudge Inc. is going to promote it, bring in races. But why don't they see that if the promoter is doing a split with the track and the track is not going to bring in anybody from out of state, they're not going to try to promote it in all the radio shows, what makes that acceptable? But it, some kind of way, it's a bad idea if you do it with Grudge Inc. Can y'all help me understand that? But that's the question somebody asked me, and I wanted to answer that question. I hope I answered it. DJ, what's your thought on that?
It's very simple. It's people that, it's people that got hate in their blood, and they want to keep throwing these rocks at anything that Grudge Inc. is doing. It's no different. I mean, actually, what Grudge Inc. is doing is better. I mean, I'm not trying to knock what nobody else is doing, but at the same time, how the hell can you knock what Grudge Inc. is doing? If I'm going to do a race and Grudge Inc. is going to put money, we are partners. Grudge Inc. is bringing something to the table as far as helping me promote it. I mean, if I do it with a racetrack, all the racetrack is doing is say, hey, you go out there, do all the work, and we're going to split this gate. I don't, you know. I like the Grudge Inc. way better.
And so, I mean, I'm just saying, but
even if the partner wasn't Grudge Inc., I mean, if I got somebody else that's going to do the same amount of work that I'm going to do, going to put in the same amount of work I'm going to put in, what's the difference?
And again,
we both
I don't have a problem with if any promoter who want to do business with the track, I applaud you doing whatever you can do.
Yeah.
But my issue is that if why they keep attacking somebody, Grudge Inc. is doing something, and, you know, I mean, I have recently had people who said, well, I don't want to do it with Grudge Inc., but I'm going to do it with the track. Well, that's fine. I ain't got no problem with it. But they called me. I didn't call them, and I'm saying, okay, you can do it with the track. Well, you trying to go in my pocket. I haven't even called you. How am I going in your pocket? You know, but they're okay with the track getting half, but they don't see what we're trying to bring to the table for them. You know, I mean,
the people that bring it up see it clearly, but they just want to paint this other picture. That's how bad information gets out. I told you, if the way that man asked you is the way you go about getting to the bottom of shit. You ask the man
that's
in charge. You ask the man that's doing it. If you got a problem with a man, ask him the goddamn question.
I agree. I mean, and that's why I said the man deserves an appropriate answer. Because he didn't just take what somebody said. He called me and asked the question. And so I want to make sure that he got the answer. So I want to make sure that he got the answer. And the answer to the question is that when someone partner, that's Wayne's phone, when somebody partner with Grudge Inc., Grudge Inc. bring half the money, Grudge Inc. Promote the shows, promote everything. And so, you know, surely then, Grudge Inc., I mean, is going to do, you know, why should we get any less than if the track is getting, you know, we're going to pay everything. You know, ain't no free rides. We're going to promote it, you know, heavily. And then I got to quote somebody else that told me this today. That said, do the people that do business with Grudge Inc. make money? And I think the answer to that is yes. So it's like, if y'all are making money, why are these other people concerned? And, you know, that's a strong point. You know, it's like that this community hates to think if we are a group, I'm talking about Grudge Racers, black and white, we are a group of people, but we hate for each other to make money. That goes back to that stupidity itself. You know, we're the only race that hate for each other to make money. We don't mind if somebody else make money. We just don't want each other to make money. You know, I got a lot of hands came up then. Good God Almighty! go ahead, DJ.
I didn't say nothing. I thought it was funny what you just said. I mean, that's
get Wayne, Mike.
Why is it we get mad at each other? I mean, why that old mighty dollar? I mean, somebody had the nerve to tell me that I didn't want Button Neggett to race Lethal Weapon at the House of Hook because it won't put nobody in the stands at a Grudge Inc. race or something. And I'm like, hell, Button Neggett tried to lock Realtree in at the track. It wasn't even no Grudge Inc. I hadn't even brought Grudge Inc. up into the equation. Never. I'm speaking as me, as DJ Grant. That's what I was speaking as. Just commenting on this and commenting on that. I mean, bottom line, if we're going to work together and do what we need to, you know, do what we need to do to make this thing bigger, we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to agree sometime to disagree, but it ain't nothing personal. It is what it is.
Well, DJ, right. You know, a lot of people be on these shows, they just be on here just to, I guess, to kill time for whatever reason they might be on these shows. But it's kind of educational to me, like when Mr. Five Speed was on here. I listen to the man.
Yeah.
And when I bring it up, you're going to say, yeah, you're right. Mr. Elton said, he not scared of nobody that sit like him and set world records as long as they come race on the tracks that he race on.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 50-50 chain, then. They got to get out of the track just like he get out of the track.
Yeah.
That's why I told Realtree we're renting Phoenix City or somewhere like that around here. Not a track that you're comfortable with and you can just go in your computer, set a program up or whatever. They do it at a track.
You got plenty of data at that track, and you ain't got hardly
none.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said that, and I meant that. I would bring him at Phoenix City or anywhere like that. It ain't got to be Phoenix City anywhere, you know? Hell, we can go down.
I'm sure if I come to Montgomery or something like that, that'd be fine. That'd be a good track.
That'd be a good track. But see, I said also, there's a lot of older people and some young. These people cannot travel for whatever reason, whether financial or their health or what. These people cannot travel. I have people talking to me every other day about racing. You too big for a 9-inch? No, I ain't too big. Y'all go all over the world. We don't. But y'all don't be around here no more. We want to see y'all too. Now, old folk telling me that, some young folk, you know, these. I'm gonna do something for the local fans.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, what they gotta understand, they gotta support each other. Sometimes some of your biggest haters are the ones right here in your local area. A lot of times, you know. But you know, again, it is what it is. It comes with the territory. A lot of people didn't think you were gonna do nothing. They say this, they say that, they say a lot of, you know, about me also. You know, the bottom is you gotta do what's best for you. And but nigga, I know you still got a lot more left in your car, so you trying to find it. You need to find it, you know. So ain't nothing wrong with you being all the way right. With, you know, I mean, you got to put it out there. Realtree, you know, has a reputation for being bad, so you know when you run them, you got to be on your A game. If you don't feel like you're all the way at your A game where you want to be when you run them, then don't run them yet. Run them when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
You may be. I mean, I'm just speaking hypothetically. I mean, I know you say there's some stuff, some more stuff you're trying to do to the car, so, I mean, it is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I said gonna... the first time I see him anywhere, and I'm on the ground, it is what it is. We can lock that in. Who do I need to send up the deposit to? $500 on $2,500 the very first fucking time we had the same track at the same time. Me and Realtree.
Well, let me go. I got
to tell y'all something. I'm gonna let you get Big Wheel on, Jay.
I'm about that yellow bullet
shit. You won't believe something.
Yeah,
I'm listening to y'all talk, but I'm reading Yellow Bullet. God damn.
Now, hey, let me tell you this, man. Let me tell you about this, man. Yellow Bullet is a forum where they is okay. It's socially fine for people to talk about, you know, us. So, you know, just leave that alone. Don't promote it no more than what it is. And, again, I'm going to go back and say we are our worst enemy. We can't use other people's standards to judge each other. We need to stop attacking each other constantly and kind of work together. And let's create our own standards and let's try to hold to it, you know. Again, one of the things that I was just bringing up where, you know, if you was a bag up 5 or 6 years ago, I'm going back. It was very few people who could promote a race or that the track would even allow to come on. And so now that we have been allowed to come on to the tracks, we have been allowed to make money. And I'm making sure y'all understand we have been allowed to do this. We need to take advantage of the opportunity and stop fighting each other. And what I'm talking about, the fighting each other, we should fight each other in the sense of racing, and that's black and white. I mean, that's what we should do. But let's try to capitalize on moving this thing up and where we can get bigger. Drug racing is the hottest thing out. But we cannot move forward because we don't want nobody to get 2 feet in front of the other. Right? So we have to trip him up. So I'm going back to say, you know, just like the new promoter who called me and said, you know, everybody telling him to split it with the track as opposed to split it with Grudge Inc. You know, well, either way is fine. But we need to stop knocking each other down, so that this is so crazy. But let me give Big Wheel time. Big Wheel, I know you've been sitting there, and I know you got something on your mind. What you got, Big Wheel? Bring it on. Big Wheel, went quiet on. Big Wheel, your mic is open.
Man, right, y'all been doing work. Some George jacking.
Huh?
What's going on, man? Everybody, what's happening now, Jay? You gonna split the money with me? Give me a few dollars off that thing. let me hold a couple of dollars. I get them up off you, man. Come on, don't worry about it, man.
So, Will, why is it that people, they don't want us to do anything? And I'm saying us, I'm still talking about grudge races. But if a new man come into business, think about it now. If a man goes to a local track and the track agree, allow him to rent it at a reasonable price, all the track saying is, you give me this price, you can put on any event you want. Why is it our mentality that I should not reach out to whoever can help make my event better?
Because it's Grudge Inc., man. You Grudge Inc. They don't want to see Grudge Inc. come up. They want them to go down. That's all. They want to come up. And if Grudge Inc. doing something, they find a way to knock it. That's all.
You know, I don't understand it, man. I mean, But we are doing races. We're doing races, and we're doing business with people who want to do business. So the people who are out here who want to do business, and so far, thankfully, we have been making money. And if anybody out there that want to make money, get with us. You know, that's all I can say. Get with us. So that's, you know, we ain't going to let that kind of stuff stop us. And we're going to promote grudge racing, and we're going to give awards to grudge racers. Have I said anything wrong, anybody?
Jay, you said something wrong. Say it like a goddamn
okay.
Case. You can roll with us or you roll up on the motherfucker. See it just like that. God damn it. I see it for you. Shit.
God damn.
Damn butt naked. Booted naked.
Hell yeah. Tell it like it is. No.
I just don't understand why so many people so quick to throw Grudgink out there, and Grudgink ain't talking about no goddamn body. Grudgink ain't talking shit about nobody, but every goddamn day we get thrown under the bus. I don't understand.
But you got to remember this now. It just.
You got to remember.
You got to remember who's driving the bus. It's about six people. Yeah, it's about six people out there, and they got big miles now.
Right.
But it ain't about six. You know,
right.
We got about 200,000.
Now you absolutely right about that. It ain't but a handful. You might have 20,000
right,
people
right.
looking at something, but you ain't got but 5 or 6 people saying something.
Yeah.
That's,
so
that's the ones driving. They the one driving the bus, and they wish they was on our bus. That's all.
What'd you say, butt naked? What'd you say, butt naked?
They can roll with us, or they can roll up on us. Goddamn, they make their choice. Hey, Obama need a man just like that. Goddamn, to see what he really want to say.
That's right. Mother
especially
made him, motherfucker.
You better believe it. Better believe it. Especially on Fox
News. When have we publicly ever went on air and talked about anybody?
Hey,
when have we done that?
Listen to this. Now, y'all, I got to get Bob Byers back on. So he said he ain't through it, Wick ass. You know, he said Wick stole the damn juice out of his damn horn, and that shit ain't over with, you know. So I got to get Boss Byers back on. So keep talking, y'all. But I know in a few minutes, y'all gonna hear Boss Byers. He's trying to lock Wick ass in, and he won't lock him in for Grudge Race of the Year 2014. Wick, where you at? You can't defend yourself. Boss Byers on it. Okay. Go ahead. While I'm trying to get. Go ahead, DJ. I was saying, I just want to call. I'm calling Boss.
Shit, DJ putting that down, that oil sheen in the head now, Jay. You got to wait a minute.
That's what
he... You got to tie that shit up so it don't fuck up them pillows.
God damn. You get late at night, he got to do all that.
You didn't hear that bottle squirting a while ago? I heard it.
What the hell y'all talking about?
You talking about Boss? Let me see, Boss, you there? Boss.
Yeah, I'm here.
Boss.
Yeah, I'm here. Uh-huh.
Boss, you see? Why, Boss? Why? Why are these class racers attacking the good racers? What's up with that, Boss?
Man, listen to me, man. Y'all, the plain truth. Y'all want to hear the plain truth?
That's
this
right. Bring it on, Bo. Nothing but.
Y'all know.
The
y'all know why
truth.
Y'all know I ain't gonna never bite my tongue. And you know
come
I'd always
it,
tell it like I see it. Bottom line is this: everybody saw that video, and y'all know good and well that man saw me out 10 calls out on him. Just that mentality in him. He ain't finna let that black man beat him like that. Y'all know what time it is, man. That's what made that man stay in that car like that. What fool? What man of right mind? You 10 cars behind a man. We ain't, now get this wrong. We're not running half a mile. We're not running a quarter. We ain't running but 8. The video don't lie. The video see how far that man's behind. But just that man talked to him. He even let that grudge racer beat him. He stayed in that car, saw me in trouble, stayed in that car to try to not get embarrassed like that because he was running against a grudge racer. Now, y'all don't want to act like that's the truth, but that is the plain truth. What? Okay,
that's
everybody just give me a reason why that man, I'm a racer, and I know a man, just imagine like this, him. What if it was the other way around? If that man had me by 10 cars, and I was 10 cars back, and I didn't get out of my car. I stayed in my car knowing I can't win and ran down there and hit that man. They would have had me on the cross and crucified me. Y'all know this is true. But yet, it's all the way around. This man here, I come over his lane. But he didn't have to say his car because the race was over with. I still cut the light on after I even got crooked, got out the car, and everything. Still cut my light on my side. And after I went across the eighth, I came in his lane, and we hit each other. Now, everybody's not, I ain't said now. I heard a few people say it, but I ain't heard as much as it's supposed to be said. Everybody just said that man would have got out of his car, he could avoid that accident. Period. There's no thing about it. Now, if we were side by side in a close race, I maybe could see. But anybody know you got a car going 640s, and I got a car going 650s, and I got you by 10 cars. How you got to win in that situation? There's no logical reason.
Boss, there's no win in that. But now, boss, you don't think the man hit you by on purpose, do you?
Hell no. He ain't hit me on purpose. No, I'm not saying that in no kind of way. I'm saying that he was trying to win so hard, knowing you can't win, but you still got that mentality, I can't let this grudge racer beat me.
Okay.
That's on the bounds anyway.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
That's the only reason I can figure out why you stay in the car. Some people can stay in the car if a race closed, but the video showed me, and I've seen two or three different videos, I had that man by at least 10 cars at the 330 mark. Who can make up 10 cars at the 330 mark, RJ?
That's hard. I don't think you can make that up, Bo. I don't think you can make that up.
You had a nitro funny car couldn't have made up that much difference. I hate we hit each other, but anybody can't say I'm wrong. It's totally my fault. I was still wrecked, but he could have got out of the car and avoided his car getting hit too. Now I can understand if the race was close. If the race was close, okay, he could have probably stayed in it. But man, you 10 cars back, man, just get out of it and live to fight another day.
You think maybe he got caught? You know, it shocked him, and you think that might have been the reason he stayed in it?
Yeah, it shocked him. It shocked him. He didn't know I was going to be out on him like that. And that, he looked at 3 seconds, I'm still out there, about 10 calls. So,
no, boss, I wasn't talking about the fact that you shocked him by being out 10 call link. But you was out 10 call link. I've seen that myself. I'm saying the fact that when he seen you come across, you think that might have scared him and he panicked?
No, but when he saw me coming across at that point, if he full throttle, he wide open, and he was going probably about 170. When I come across that last time, it just, nothing he could do. It was too late to avoid it then, but he had 2 seconds. Before he got to the eighth, 2 seconds, his eighth mile time maybe about three something. He had 2 seconds, a second and a half, to make a decision and get out of that car. You know what I'm saying? Especially seeing me in trouble over there. You just automatically get out of the car, point blank.
Well,
and I hate to have I hate to wreck half.
Yeah, I know you do.
I want anybody think I'm wrong, anybody on the radio show think I'm wrong, please correct me. I'm ready to debate it right now.
Tony, I heard you were saying earlier about what they were saying on Yellow Bullet. I was telling JJ Watson, I looked at that shit, man. I heard you. I didn't doubt you. I had to see it with my own eyes. That shit unreal over there. Y'all can go ahead and see what you got to say now.
It's unreal, ain't it? It's unreal. It's just basically over there on your bullet. It's a lot of prejudice people over there. I don't know if they're black or white.
I don't want to see it.
But, Jay, you see it. You wouldn't believe stuff like that go on at this day and time. You wouldn't believe it. It got to be people from way in the backwoods, man. Got to be way back in the country, man. Deep south. Panama somewhere. I don't know where the police folks are coming from.
I'm going to tell you what my goddamn granddaddy told me a long time ago. You can deal with a motherfucker when he let you know who he is. The motherfucker, they don't let you know who they is, and they underhand. They're the one you goddamn got to watch out for.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I got a text.
Hey,
I got a text that Woody about Lynch Vic.
Who that does?
I got a text saying that Woody bought Mark, the one you wrecked, said he bought Lynch Vic.
Okay, now, I'm sorry his car, but like I'm saying, wrecks going to happen. I wish he would just got out the car, because everybody got foot is back behind. Everybody, if he didn't ever got out the car, knowing there was no, even after I got out the gas at the 3:30 mark, in trouble, swerving, and I still crossed the finish line for it. Now, if I stayed in my car and would have had no problems with spinning,
she would have been a 10-car gal still. We wouldn't have made up no grind. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Tony, can I ask you some questions, man? Cause
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I kind of see where you're coming from, but I got some things I disagree with. Can you tell me why Mark Woodruff was at that race?
I don't know where I can see basically either one or two things. You know, Walter, you know, he in the drag interest race there went on 429. I think one or two things. He was there to embarrass the grudge racers, or he was there for the money.
Man.
It was one or two
things. Let me break something down.
No, he was there for running brown race. He was there for the duck race. You got to realize, Tony.
That man is there to test his car to get ready for Ducks race, which is coming up this weekend. He was not there for Ronnie Brown's race. He was there solely to test and get his car dialed in. Now, who in their right mind wouldn't jump in a shootout for $5,000 while in the midst of testing their car? Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
You went out there and the accident happened. The reason why that man went ahead and made the pass, even though you had him killed, was because he wanted to get some data on his car. That's what happened, man. So don't get on here saying, I'll stop you right there.
You can't get a data on a car when you blow the tires off two times. That data is completely over. You ain't need to worry about that more that data on that pass.
He was running on 28s. He wasn't going to run on 28s in duck race, so he probably
no, he wasn't. That right. He wasn't going to run in duck race, so he's not going to run in duck race on 28s, so he just was there for trying to win that money.
Yep, that's right.
So now here's another thing. Okay, I can give you that. I like that answer. Now here's another thing that I this is just something I didn't really approve of. You just said that those guys over there on Yellow Bullet is acting all prejudiced and saying all these crazy stuff. When a minute ago, didn't you just say that the man didn't want to lose to a black man so bad that he went out there and made that pass trying to come to catch you, knowing damn well he couldn't? Why would you just sit here and say that, they're prejudiced over there on Yellow Bullet?
I gave two answers. It was either that or the other reason. It was one or the other. It had to
be
something.
Can I say something for a minute? Please, why are we talking about somebody else with somebody else somewhere else that don't care nothing about what you're doing or just jealous of what you're doing because you get more recognition for what you're doing than what they're doing over there spending all that money that they're spending, and then you go out here and win one or two races or three or four races and get more recognition than they do, and they don't land all over the world in class racing. Class racing don't have the same prestige as grudge racing. Grudge racing is by far way above class racing. You think about it. Class racing, you get in there taking a chance on somebody giving you something. If you win, you'll get something. Grudge racing, you got to put up your own money to run. How many of them over there will bet you some money? I guarantee you got 10 of them. You get 10 of them. You might take one out of that class racing that'll bet their own money to run against another car, even in their class. But in grudge racing, you take 10 grudge racers, you might have one that might not bet the money because the pot got too high. Or they want to bet too much. But I guarantee he'll bet you something. Out of 10 out of 10, he's going to bet you something. And they just jealous because of the fact that grudge racing gets more attention than what they get. So why you keep on advocating and promoting what they're talking about? Damn what they're talking about. I don't even read nothing over there. My computer won't ever go there.
One thing I noticed, I totally understand what you're saying. See, one thing I noticed, even though what they did, you know, what they're doing and talking about over there, in a way, we kind of doing it on this side of things, too. Like I just said, Tony, you said it was either because it's a grudge race or either it's because you're black. That's what you just said.
But that's a reaction.
That ain't that much better.
That's a reaction because of what he's heard and what he's seen that's going on over there. I guarantee you he wouldn't have said that if he hadn't seen a lot of the stuff that he's seen that's going on over there and what he's heard. Don't keep on saying that. Don't say that. Over there. Say it over there. They ain't gonna call you by your name. They gonna call you something else other than what their name, whatever label. They don't call you no blood. They don't say no blood. Yeah. They don't say no blood. They don't call your ass something else. So I'm talking about over there. So why don't even talk about that?
I guess they brought the conversation up, the situation up. I guess they're trying to say, what can we do to make it better? Things better. I mean, because it's a bad relationship between the class races and the grudge races when they're really coming together and getting worse. I don't know. What do you think?
What did Larry say a little while ago? Larry said that you're going to get rid of one, you're going to have one or the other. And that's what's wrong is they scared that the good reason going to outshadow what they're doing. Now, what you do is to keep on doing what you do. Don't fall in the trap. I think positive. I listen to that. If they were over there talking about something positive, guess what? I might go over there and read it every now and then. But every time I've ever, I think I can, last time I went over there probably been about 8 or 9 months ago. And the first thing I saw was something negative. So when you're talking about something negative, guess what? I go the other way. I'm looking for something positive all the time. I'm looking in a I'm going to the positive lane. I'm going to the right lane. I don't like to ride that left lane. You get out there in the left lane, you're doing something. Most of the time you're in the left lane, you're speeding or you're doing something you ain't got no thing to do. Or you're trying to pass somebody or something. Stay in the right lane. Just stay in the right lane, cruise along. You're going to get there the same time. I'm going to get there safe. I might get there. You might get there a little bit before me, but I'm going to get there safer than you get there. So start thinking about positive. Let's go positive all the time. We got something positive going on over here. Let them talk about over here. Let them have that negative stuff. Don't even entertain nothing negative. I don't even entertain a negative post. Even on some of our sites that we go to, Blood Inc., Blood Coverage, different ones like that, Blood Racer. You know, when they got a negative thread going on, guess what? I skip on over to something else. I go on over to something else. Let them do that. You got enough negatives out there. You need to create more positives. If you don't respond to it, guess what? It'll die. It goes away.
You're right. You're dead on.
I'm going back on mute. I've been listening for a while.
Hopefully you get on mute. I'm going to ask you a question. Why do you think they talk and say the things they say over there?
Because it's just their nature of the type of person. You got people, I guarantee you, if it's 10 people over there, just say hypothetically, 10 people at the most over there seeing what they're seeing, you might have one person that's got 3 or 4 alias names behind that keyboard. That's a call they have a kind of, anybody behind a keyboard, and you don't know who they are, I guarantee you, you cannot go into their profile and find out, okay, this is so-and-so, this is Tony Bynes, where he live right here, he live right there. You can't find out what damn person on that lives. You ain't gonna find
you,
no.
You dead on.
You
dead right.
You ain't gonna know
right.
Nobody on that goddamn on that thing over there. You don't know nobody. Don't nobody over there know nobody. Half the one on that don't even know each other.
It's very rare to find out somebody that show their identity and then turn around and say stuff like that over there.
You'll have 4 or 5 on there. If you got 150 or 250 people posting, but that's what they try to allude it to be. But you got one man or one person that's got 10 different names on that same
site.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going on over there. Because he ain't man enough to go out there and put something out there. Man ain't no damn fool, man. You think about it, someone going over there saying what he's saying. There's a lot of folks of his own color don't like what he's saying. But guess what? They don't know who he is.
Exactly.
Like, you don't know who he is. And nobody over there know who he is. It's 10 summer gardeners. How can you got
hell, hell for all you know, you might have a joker talking like that of the same color as you.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So good with guess what? I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to talk to nobody like that. I don't want to confer with nobody like that. I don't want to associate myself with nobody like that. If I don't know a man personally, I'm not gonna talk to no stranger on no. I don't have no Facebook friends that I don't know. I got to know you personally. I might accept you as a friend, and I'll talk back and forth to that friend, get some information about a race or something, if I'm putting on a race or whatever. But other than that, I'm not going to talk or have a conversation with a man I don't know. I'm not going to just go out there and trip somebody there and say anything. You know, I have no folks that think about it. How in the hell can you be on a computer? How can you have all these stuff, folks posting shit all day? They ain't working nowhere. They sitting at home on that goddamn computer. All they all are keyboard junkies. And you gonna order with a keyboard? You gonna order with a keyboard junkie? Half of them on there ain't got a race car. It might be 10 folks on that whole site over there that got a damn race car. 10 folks. The rest of them are keyboard junkies. They call it too. They be on there too much. They be on there. You can't go to Blood Racer. You see somebody posting something every goddamn minute, all day long, 24 hours a day. No, because they got a job. They got to go to work. They got to make the money to run their race car. Them folks over there ain't got no race car, and they dictating everything that's being said. I don't understand. That's why I stopped looking at that website a long time ago. Because I had some of those, ain't no man that got no race car going to say some of the stuff that he said. If he did say that, don't nobody know who he is. Because you don't come to the track. You don't come to the track. You don't say some of the shit that they say over there. And then come to the track. And then this person, that person, don't let them know. It'd be just like that joke I saw down there in Florida, laying shit out in Florida. They thought that sold somebody a car. They got his ass up in the ring when they found out who they thought he was. Somebody said that was him. And got his ass tore up. You know what I'm saying? And then somebody over there, he's not going to be brave enough, say, okay, say something stupid, and then tell everybody who he is. I said, I'm going to be at this track, I'm going to be at that track. And I'm going to be here. Let him find out who he is. And see how long he said that shit. You know what I'm saying? So don't keep on talking about it. Don't bring up that name. I get sick when I hear that damn name. Because it's just a joke. It's just a joke. Somebody making money off of it. True enough. Controversial. All controversial ain't good. It might be a controversial fight, but it ain't no good fight. It's bad for humanity. That's why I don't go to it. It's bad for humanity.
My only point with it was, you know, When Tony made that statement, you know, I see where he's coming from. I didn't want to bring it over here and it had to look like we're stooping to the same level that they're stooping over there. All we need to pull out of this is the positive, like you said. What are we going to do to keep our races safe, you know, safer?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tony was lucky. You know, to walk away from a wreck like this. We need to pull away the positive and keep it moving.
And
I know some people say they want to try to pull them together. If we can't pull the two factions together, then fine. We just go our way. They go their way. But at the end of the day, we need to be the bigger men on this side of the game and try to move on and go in a positive direction, just like you said. And that was one thing I wanted to get on and say, because I did hear what Tony said, Tony, I understand where you're coming from, but it's kind of going down the same route that they were going, you know, that they're going down over there. So
you put yourself in Tony's shoes. I've been in Tony's shoes before, and I felt the same way about certain race. But the frustration at the time, you know, you will say things that you really don't mean. You know what I mean?
Out of frustration.
You know, that guy, believe it or not now, everybody talk, even the other guy called, whoever the other guy called, that's an expensive bill for him. That was an expensive bill for Tony. Nobody wanted, I hate to see that. I hate to see two cars get together under any kind of circumstances, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, in the heat of the moment, like Tony said, you know, he could have got out, he could have did that. When you're racing, man, you know, you get in the heat of the moment, that man probably saw Tony in trouble over there. And he thought that he could get him. You know, you see a car in trouble, that'll make you. I've been in the same situation. I didn't run a car and get a car, get out there, and I see him shake his tires, I make a move on him. And I'm already out of shape. And where I normally would have got out of it, but if I see him shake his tires or slow down a little bit, you know, I try to push him out a little further. You know what I'm saying? Thinking that maybe it's a chance that he might stop and I might get him or something, you know. And it could have been a situation like that, you know. But I understand, you know, like I said, you look at the film and all that, you don't know how a man feels in that situation. He might not.
But on the video, if you look at the video, you never could. I don't think he knew Turner was in trouble. You never could tell Turner was in trouble by the video.
That's
what you just said, Edmund, but the sad part of the whole thing is you may have some class racists that want the grudge race that really ain't with all this bullshit, but the problem is they're classified as a class race. You might have some really good people, just like they don't have a, you know what I'm saying? That's the bad part about it.
And don't let them people over there paint what's going on between you and that racer. That racer there may not even feel that way, you know. Has he said anything like that? Has he got on there? Has he been over there talking or whatever? You know, somebody else talking. That's not him talking. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And if he felt like that, he probably said something before now or at the day of the race or whatever, anything, you know. But, you know, when you get these cars this fast, man, anything can happen. You know, you look at it and say, well, he could have did this, he could have did that. He should have did this, he should have did that. And, you know, and an accident is just what that means, accident. You don't
it's hard to say unless you're in that driver's seat.
You cannot predict the accident. Sometimes you can prevent them, but you cannot predict one. You know, he never thought that you all would get together. And I'm pretty sure Tony never thought that his car would have crossed that line and went over his lane. He didn't have no idea that his car would have did that until it did it. You know, you get in them cars running 160, 170 miles an hour. I don't, like Tony said, he bagged out of 50. He was running well over 150 miles an hour. 150 miles an hour, get your ass in a regular car and run 150 miles an hour and turn the steering wheel a quarter turn and see what happens. You know, race cars, but I've been doing it for a long time. I've had three horrific wrecks, and two slight wrecks, you know, but three horrific wrecks, and you cannot foresee what's going to happen until it happens. When that happens, whatever went wrong down the other end, when it happened, that was just something that was going to happen. If it could have been avoided, I promise you, Tony would have avoided it, and the other driver would have avoided it. Both of them would have avoided it. If they knew that was going to happen on the other end, I guarantee you both of them would have let off the gas and hit brakes, pull a parachute and everything at the 60 foot.
Right.
If they knew that was going to happen, you know what I'm saying? But they didn't know.
Uh-huh.
They didn't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, they try to keep it. I understand Tony's frustration and stuff because, like I said, I've been there. You got to have empathy. I got empathy for him because I've been there, done that. You know, been on both ends of the stick, you know, so. But let me go on with you. I'm talking too much. Next time you took me long, the goddamn cue me in, Jay. I'm going to call you and cut you out. I don't cuss that much, but I'm going to cut your ass out. I didn't sit on the phone for an hour and a half before he come back. I'm like, who is this? And they going to come on and I'm like, who is this? And no, we done talked two or three times. We done talked two or three times last week, four or five times a week before, and now he still don't recognize my number. What kind of shit is that?
I'm surprised Jay got me on this time. I always hit the one button on this show whenever I get on, but I don't never get on.
I stayed on for long. He said, now you are out of the queue. He said, put me back out of the queue. I ain't never got back in. He said, you're in the queue. You're in the whole queue. And I stayed on hold for long. He said, you are not out of the queue. So I hit the one button again.
Hey, LaCarta. You rank more than five feet. Well, hey, I'll take it, man.
But
y'all bringing up some good points, man. I think the some excellent points. Right? They're not good, they're excellent points. And but I, you know, the one thing that I'm gonna go back to say again is a lot of our own problems, we are our own problems because the fact that we continue to judge ourselves based on the standard that they use against us. And I just wish we would stop doing that. And, and everybody on here know that we have a problem patting each other on the back. That's the thing that
we need to all practice to do more of, practice telling another, and I'm just saying this in the black community, telling another black man that he did a good job. That's something that's hard for us to do.
I just want to say, Tony, we glad you able to walk away from that. We're glad you're here. You know, me and Lil Carter always give you a hard time, no matter what. But man, we glad you was able to walk away. And also, Mark Woodruff, I'm glad he was able to walk away and be fine. You know what I'm saying? You know, we can rebuild these cars. We can't rebuild, our body. Not all the way, at least.
And that's 100. Evan, tell us about that race that you got coming up.
Oh yeah, May the 23rd. March the 23rd, 2014, in Montgomery Motorsport Park in Montgomery. I got my tail to Mike Hill again. We don't know it yet. He already got his tail. His britches tore open. I'm gonna bust his underwear. I don't know when he gets hit, but I tore his britches already. I'm gonna tear his underwear off of his head this time. along with that, we got a 470 heads up, 530 heads up, 608, 708, 80. We got something for the slow guys. And then we're going to have a little segment in there just for the grudge races also. Make time for the grudge races. We get grudge races in there every now and then. And we get them, give them their time to shine and do their thing, Got to make them a few shifts on, and then we have a segment there for the grudge races. So it's going to be March 23rd, 2014, Montgomery Motorsport Park, the big showdown between Mike the Hitman Hill and versus Hitman Mr. Five Speed Hall. And I guarantee you it's going to be something.
Mr. Bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang. That's what I'm coming. And, they said
hey,
Mike, yeah.
Yeah, but let me ask you this now. Historically, what's the count? I mean, who up?
He had it up a long time. If you go all the way back to when he was riding Pro Mod before he went to the 10.5, I never did get a chance to keep the lead. I never did get a chance that I was running the 10.5 car because I kept having to give him a hit. And every time something happened to my car, so he got away about 3 or 4 times with the 10.5 car. But when he had a Pro Mod car way back with that Illumina and that white Camaro he had, I beat the count somewhere like about 20 to 6 or something like that. 20 to 6. He might have won 6 to my 20. Over the years. And they just come out, they can go back to, but now, I tell you now, a lot of it was not grudge racing. Now, we were players racing back then. We were all hands up, we're running like off a 430 index. We started out with a 440 index, then we moved down to a 430 index. And every time me and him would line up, I would knock him off. And then when he left there, he got tired of me whooping him. He went to a 10.5 car. See, he got tired of me whooping him. Back to the 10.5
car. Is it safe to say that Mike is a duck? Mike is your duck? Is that what you say?
He ain't scared, but he know
He can't come in with no. He can't come in with no bull guy. Talking about he didn't test Nick last time. See, last time he said he didn't test. That was the excuse. The last two times he didn't test like he's supposed to. So evidently he didn't learn something with testing. See, but I used to win tests either. So I'm gonna have to go test somewhere too now. Since I heard he went testing, I'm gonna go test. So I'm gonna make sure I got my ducks in a row. Cause I'm gonna lie. All the other ducks out there brown, but he be that white duck in the middle. I bust that little white duck in the middle out. I'm gonna have him. You know how they throw that duck? How that man throw that duck out of the car door, and then well a flop a few times. And he holler, "Air flag." When I hear me go air flag.
Now I gotta ask you, Edmund.
Yeah.
When you turn that wind light on, what does that wind light say again?
It said T. My wind light said T for tail. I just got her from tail.
That's right, bang, bang, bang.
That's right. And that was all about. See, that was all about. See, I'm glad if somebody's still out there that ain't scared. You know, like the tree man in Texas, see? He's talking about he wants some. Showing up racing out of Texas, out of Dallas, Texas. He want to come over there. He said he's coming over on the 23rd, and he wants to win up between me and Mike. So I told him to sit to the sideline, and I'll take care of him, too. Hold on, I'll take care of him, too. And then even Tree Man want to come. He said he's coming anyway. He said he's coming, so if Sean Up can't get by me, he said he wants to try me.
So, them Texas boys now, I can tell you them. Them guys out of Texas, they got something to prove now. They got something to prove now.
Yeah. I know it. And one thing about it, they will run too now.
Right.
They will run now. See, Sean Up want to make a name for himself. I told him, just like I told Mike Savino, I said, now, you want to be famous. I said, now, if you put me, I'm going to make you famous. I said, you're looking for fame and glory, but they ain't going to be the fame you're looking for now. I said, you're messing with the wrong man. I said, you might have stuck with Mike Hill, you know, when you got over there and Mike shook the tie and put Mike over there in Georgia. But I said, you come messing with me now, it's going to be a different story. I said, I mean, you're going to be famous, and the only reason you're going to be famous because anybody that run me, everybody that don't know about it, they don't know about it when you run me. And you're gonna be famous. You're gonna be famous for that. Another one bit the dust. That's on the fame you're gonna be famous.
Now, five speed. I got a question. Out of all the tail you got, who did you make the most famous?
Who did I make the most famous? It had to be my deal. It's got to be him. He got famous off of me. He hit him on his 10-5 car.
Yeah. I agree. When you had to give him the hit, that went around the world.
Hold on one second.
Hey,
Edmund. Yeah. Your son said, what that prize winning goat doing and what he eating?
He ain't wheat shorts.
Wheat shorts.
You know, he's just a wheat short. The best part of the wheat. The best part of the wheat shorts. He out there in the garage right now. When I got home, I opened the garage up and looked at him. He told me, close that door. We'll close that door. I closed that door and got it back up to 72 degrees. He said, now that's what I'm talking about. He said, because I'm bad. I'm bad. Yes, sir.
But hold on, let me get this in right quick. Boss, okay. Boss, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Boss, I got to say this. You cut me off earlier. I got to say this.
Right.
Boss, you know, you do a lot of racing around the country, and I'm still saying, until you say something different than this, I'm going to say the race that you got coming up April the 19th in Thunder Valley, I'm going to tell everybody that's your benefit race. I think everybody should come and try to make your event a bigger and better event, you know, to kind of give you some love
back. I agree.
Yeah. And so I'm going to make sure that I continue to promote that as not only, you know, as your benefit race. And I think, you know, sometimes, you know, we may not need a special benefit race, but we can make the race you got better. So I'm going to ask everybody to show up on April 19th. I think that's the first one I know you got in Thunder Valley.
Oh, yeah, that'd be real good. That'd be real good. You have to see some good racing and everything.
Yeah. Right. So, again, April 19th, Thunder Valley, that's what we're going to promote as the benefit race for Tony Bossmine. And now that is for y'all, for the haters, that is a regular scheduled event he has. We just trying to show Tony some love, you know, for what he do. You know, you have to address the haters. You know, you got to address the haters.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Jay. Cause you know, why we got to get Tony benefit rate? Why we got to get Tony benefit rate?
I didn't
know the race was already planned 3 months ago.
Exactly.
Okay, so
the race is already on the book. It's a race that we're just going to try to, you know, make it a better, you know, we're going to show some support. And I think, again, that's something that we should do. I mean, we owe that to ourselves to support, you know, when somebody go out like that. You know, anybody that can be there, I'll make sure that I'm there to support, you know, Tony on that day. You know, and it's for the purpose of, man, we got to support each other and we got to start patting each other on the back. And, you know, so that's what I'm saying. I think, and if y'all will push this tomorrow also, as well as Edmund's race, but I do want, you know, make sure that you know, Tony's, that Tony get out. All right, y'all, the chauffeur and the turn band, I got to invite BET on. Y'all put your seatbelts on, so here he comes. So,
yeah.
The good show is gone out the window. Go ahead, bitch.
Yeah, Jay, I'm going to have to fuck around and call you, goddamn it, the leader of Box the Rocks, goddamn it. I don't know what. There's some shit going on this motherfucker. Yay, hey, and yes, and all this bullshit. Now, y'all on him in Edmund Hall. Mr. Edmund.
Yeah, what's going on, BET?
What's up with you, buddy?
Can I do that?
Man,
what's happening to you?
Man, you know something, you about to get cussed out. Now they're gonna be by me, but somebody finna chime in and give you a good old cussing now in a minute.
Yeah, you old fucker, you sitting on here telling these all these goddamn lies. We hear you over here.
I ain't saying no goddamn lie. I know your ass listening. Let me tell you something. That's one thing about it. Jay, when you put me on, I know your goddamn bowl lit up. Your bowl filled up here. Goddamn it,
we've been on the whole night. We've been on listening.
I know you're going to listen to you. And only you came on and said something because somebody had to call you and tell you your dog said something.
No.
You ain't had no business to it.
We've been on since we got our dog show. Shit, we
never. Well, you should. Hey. Y'all won't let me on dog show no more. Y'all won't let me. I try to go on dog show.
This motherfucker made me sell my promo because he put me out of his organization. That motherfucker seen you let go one time for
Christmas.
You can't go race with us no goddamn more. You're a damn lie.
I didn't tell you that. You tell a hot lie. God dang it. We'll run off a 440 in dick. You go and get them folk cars and come down there and run it for 1 week and then come out of your car.
You're gonna be a Christian.
And that's what my belief is. I'll tell you what my belief is. And you ain't, if you're a Christian and you believe something, you ain't tell no lie.
I went and borrowed that white Camaro and drove in the man.
Yeah, you went up the car. You ain't keep it 2 weeks. How you gonna buy a car for 2 weeks? And then the folks you buy it from, the folks you buy it from, they tuning it and everything. All you doing is driving.
Why? I ain't know nothing about no clip.
And then you sell it back to them. 2 weeks out of you look up and outrun me one time.
Hey, you,
and
you,
then
listen,
we'll send it back
now. Now, you said it, motherfucker. You said it, motherfucker. I bought the car from Ronnie Smith and then Torrey Cagle bought it from me.
Oh, then, well, Ronnie Smith didn't buy it back. They didn't run it no more.
Torrey Cagle bought it. Now, Mr. Quick built another one look damn near just like it. Torrey Cagle, that car, Torrey Cagle bought it and wrecked it.
Okay, all right,
we got that had a wreck and the whole body of the car came on.
Okay, hold on. We got that straight now. Now, let's go back to this time.
We got March 23rd. Hold on. March 23rd is all good. It's all. And I'm going to just tell you this. I'm going to tell you this why I got them butt naked on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Lethal Weapon tonight. Lethal Weapon said he'll lock butt naked ass in for March 23rd at your race. His butt naked said he would goddamn do it or whatever.
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Butt naked. Get butt naked back on the phone, Jay.
He don't goddamn, he just muted his own mic.
Butt naked. Don't do me like that, butt naked.
Now, hold on now. Y'all know butt naked up there. You know what he's doing. He's just in the background taking his clothes off before he get back on the phone.
Oh, okay. But anyway.
Lena Webber told me to go lock his ass in for March 23rd. He'll have his goddamn Monte Carlo that went butt naked. It's Montgomery.
DJ Grant,
what you gotta say about that? You been speaking for butt naked all week. What you gonna say now?
I'm with him.
Hold on, wait a minute. There's my name on there.
No, DJ been in PR main all week.
I said I'm with him. It's what everyone do. I can have two other cars there for him too.
Will you want to log in for him?
All he got to do is say the word. I put up my money with him. I damn sure will.
Jay, get my nigga back on the phone, Jay.
Gone in the bush.
What they want to do? He want to do something with CC too? CC and
Don. I don't know. I'm just all I'm speaking for is the butt naked.
He said he would.
Ask him.
Fader. He said he would tonight. Now. Ask him. Do he want something with CC and
Don? If butt naked can't go. Well, I'll ask him that tomorrow. He told me that. I'm telling you, that was about 9 o'clock. 9:30 when we was on. When Butt Naked said it, hell, I started out there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, why you getting Lethal Weapon on him? Why you getting Lethal Weapon on him?
Because he told me I can lock Butt Naked in for the damn 23rd.
Well, now,
okay, I'm going to lock him in. Hell, if he don't pay it, that means the deposit I got to pay.
Jay, where Jay at?
I'm on
DJ Grant is on Butt Naked
was on DJ Grant's phone.
I'm still on the phone, so I don't know where he at
right
now, but I'm on his line.
Yeah, he there.
The mic is over.
He just said something a minute ago.
He'll be back in a minute.
I'm on his line.
Yeah, I mean the line is open.
I think I know
what he's gonna say when he get back on the line.
Hey man, y'all know what though? Y'all know what I'm saying. Look, Carl, I'm gonna give you a big prop. I'm gonna give you a big prop because you said something tonight, man. That hit the nail on the head. And Edmund spoke on it too. If you interact with the bullshit, with the negative bullshit over there, it make you just as guilty. You know, you being a part of it. So that I'm like, Edmund, I told him that same thing. Edmund, I said, man, I go straight to the pro modifier section. I said, I won't look at the other section because I know
section,
it's
right.
A lot of negativity shit over there. So I try not to even look on it.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I done been dog shit on the hill myself.
I might get dog for what I said tonight, you know. But I don't think I said anything wrong. And if they do, I don't care. I ain't telling what nobody says. Lord, I know that I'm saying something that's right and positive. You know what I'm saying? I don't talk about nobody in no negative way. You know, if I do say something, like, well, I'm talking, I might know I'm with him. Might know I want to whoop him. And I'm going to say whatever I can to make him want to whoop me. See, now, when I talk at somebody like that in racing, I'm talking at you to make you want to run. You know,
well, hello. I got a question, Elmer.
Yeah.
So earlier, when you said Mike was your dog, are you just trying to make it wrong?
It's true. He's my dog too. I'm a poppin'. I'm a bustin'. Watch me right there. Now, he said 23rd. See, that's one thing about it. One thing about I learned about this race. If you don't learn, you can't win. You got to show me that you can whoop me. I ain't nobody going to talk bad and talk mean and run this and do this. And the old man, he called Mike Tiss, man, Tiss, and he did this and he did that. God dang, he got to get that water bottle next to me and do it again. Let me see it. Show me.
I agree 100%.
You know,
all that other woman went two car line up side by side.
It ain't no different, I say it again,
it ain't no different last year. Hell, I went out there, again, the other man laid down a hell of a number, lit it up, went back that up, had to lift. So, I mean, you got bad who, man.
Yeah.
Don't take no credit with you.
That was
part of
racing.
If you learn to win, you learn to lose, too.
That's right. That's it. Because I done lost some, but I guarantee I done won more than I done lost. And that's what I realized a long time ago when I first started going racing back in 1970-something. I ain't going to tell y'all when, but 1970-something. I learned way back then, my guy's just as good a chance to turn on that T down there as the other man got a chance to turn on that W in his lane. I can turn on T in my lane, he turn on W in his lane. I got just as good a good chance. But guess what? If I don't never get in that water box, I ain't got a chance in hell. If I get in that water box and he get in that water box, that's what it's all about. That's true blood racing them. See, I ain't never bagged down from nobody. You can't tell nobody. Ain't nobody going to tell you I bagged down from them. I ain't never bagged down from nobody. They might have whooped me, but I ain't never bagged down from them. Now, you talking about boxing with your fist. You get talking about boxing with your fist, man. I'm going to haul ass. I'm going to put you in a running match. You're going to have to catch me. You talking about boxing with your fist. You better be a track star, because I'm going to show your ass how to run. See? But now,
yeah,
you talking about these guys going to come.
I want to speak on another subject you had earlier, Jake.
That you came up with earlier.
You spoke on a subject about a new promoter coming up, and somebody told the promoter they shouldn't be involved with grudging. Now, I don't know who did that, and I don't know who you're referring to, but if somebody done that, that is fucked up. Fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care if you ask this person. I done had a person, and if they honest with you, they'll tell you. I mean, I don't have a person ask me to tell me, man, I'm doing an event with Grudge Eating. What do you think? You know what my exact words is? If you feel like you need the support, you ain't got the funding to do it, that's your business. That's your prerogative. You got to have that. I said, but you also can't fault a promoter that don't need it. You know what I'm saying? We all need one another. But at the same token, if that promoter needed Grudge Eating support, or Grudge Eating backbone, then there ain't that wrong with it.
Right.
You know,
well,
that would be wrong if somebody else out there doing that.
Well, they saying, this is the thing what they make sense to me, Mike. They're saying it like this. All right, the promoter, either way, he had an option of renting the track or doing it half with the track. And people were saying, don't do it with Grudge Eating just because. Do it with the track. And which was fine. So he called and just saying that he didn't, you know, as he talked to people, that he was just saying that he didn't understand why is it they saying that I'm in his pocket or I'll be in his pocket. And I was trying to explain to him, I'm not in your pocket. I'm doing the exact same thing that the track is going to do. But I'm going to try to bring you my races with it. I'm going to help you put the money up. I'm going to put up my part of the money. You know, we're doing it together.
I heard some situations, you know, like, Jay walked away with all the money. Jay walked away. I had to split. Jay walked away with 50%. But, you know, the last detail that was told was Jay put up 50%. Well, Me and Jay put up 50%, Jay entitled to 50%. If you put up 25%, you entitled to 25%. Yeah, and whoever. But I mean, that's simple. I don't understand how that could get misconstrued, you know.
I do it
both ways. Yeah. I don't mind at certain tracks. At a certain track, I don't mind doing 50-50. Some tracks, I'd rather get 100%, pay them and get them out the way. I mean, and the reason I like 50-50 with a certain, some tracks, and I learned with Oscar, sometimes with the tracks involved, it do make them work. It do make them work harder versus, hey, if, you know, they ain't involved, they ain't going to help me. They just going to collect their money, and they going to be out of the picture. So, I mean, it's to each his own how they want to handle and do their program. Nobody should never knock how the next man do his business.
Right. No. I agree with that. And so that was just, you know, because I guess that word just keeps going around. And this particular person called me. Actually, I had a couple. You know, they were just saying they didn't understand how they said what I was doing. How am I going in their pocket? I'm like, I don't know now. And a lot of these people who said that they got half, that I got half. Hell, I paid all of it. You know, it's been a couple of them. But I paid for every damn thing, and I only got half. You know, so I just didn't understand that logic why they, you know. And I just said, you know, it's just this thing that. It's like black people don't want black people to make money, and it don't make sense.
Yeah, get the clothes out.
But I appreciate you speaking on that, Mike.
No problem. Now that butt naked come out of the wood yet?
Nah,
hey, Peter Grant,
I was just going to say, don't let him overtalk and forget about the butt naked situation. I want to hear what this
DJ Grant, DJ Grant, you can unmute your goddamn mic over there with butt naked on, you know.
You got so much goddamn shit to say all week long, and you now you done laid down. Hey, the church said you lay down all week. Your ass wanna lay down.
Cameraman, lay on your stomach and get out, grown folks talking now. Lay on your stomach.
Now you laying down, motherfucker. I've been trying to get
yeah,
laying
down.
Y'all know DJ Grant got butt nigga over there in the private room with his little laugh going on.
Yeah, I knew it. I've been trying to get his ass to lay down.
Well, butt niggas on the line, man. Butt niggas on the line.
I'm on the line, man. What the question is? I was on the other line on the other show. What the question is?
Real Tree said he would come to Montgomery on March 23rd. Lock your ass in. He'd come to Montgomery March 23rd. 500 on 5 or better.
I told Real Tree, lock your ass in for March the 2nd in Phoenix City.
No, but nigga, I'm going to let DJ Grant train you. That's your road dog.
I knew it.
DJ Grant the road dog, so I'm going to go on mute for a minute and let DJ Grant straighten it.
How you going to let me straighten it, Mike?
Now DJ Grant, come on, man. Now you going to play dog. Now come on, man.
Hold on. How you going to let me straighten it?
Mike,
that's like you telling me where you can run your car at, Mike. I can't tell you that.
No. I ain't trying to tell you where to run
the
car at.
But, hold on. He talking about my race in Montgomery.
Oh, okay.
My race in Montgomery. Look, nigga, that's the race he's talking about, my race in Montgomery. March 23rd, look, nigga.
The reason I said that because Butt Naked made that statement on here tonight that he would run at Montgomery.
I made that statement, but Mikey
also said that he wanted to make sure he was all the way right too. Didn't he say that too?
If you're able to lock in for March 2nd, how the hell you ain't gonna be right for March 23rd?
He got a race. I think he's going March 2nd race. He's going to your race, and then March 23rd. He still got to be. What name?
If they make stipulation, if this race get they work it out, both parties can make a deal.
They
can work out the details. If some having the butt naked, if some having the butt naked car, or some having
the break clause, lock it in.
Exactly. Some having the butt naked car, some having to leave the weapon car, and they just can't make it. Then that's. I mean, it's easy to work details out of it.
I got another car to the equation that possibly. I got a backup car that might accommodate him also. I'm waiting on that case. CC said he'll send them
what kind of is?
Nitrous oxide suspension on 28.
If you, and we'll goddamn take 901 and lock his ass in too.
Hold on, hold on. He won't. Well, he's probably run both of them cars. He got 28. He on 28. 901 car on 28. Junior calls him.
I'm sure that Junior is. I mean, we got to lock it on racing, but Realty gave me the okay to go ahead and lock Butt Naked in.
I bet he did.
My thing is, I put a five car that don't care about him in 2014. These two is ready. The Butt Naked want to race him, fine. I bet with him. It is what it is. You know, if his car ain't ready, then it ain't ready. But I have a backup car for Realty.
DJ Grant, what I'm trying to say is, but nigga say he ready to lock him in for March the 2nd. So evidently he caught ready.
He said he ready to lock him in.
We're talking about March
23rd. What's wrong with Realtree car right now for March 2nd? What's wrong with Realtree car?
Realtree said his car down, because actually Realtree said he might not make March 8th. He said I can make it. He said, but my car look like shit because he getting his car fixed back too. You remember he wrecked it, huh? They wrecked it.
I didn't even know he wrecked that car.
Hold on, what Monday was when Pussy McCall hit the wall? When Little Rick hit the wall?
The same event
where he ran Cole Killer, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That's what I'm saying. He said he was getting his stuff fixed back up. I
honestly would have been a little easy on if I knew. I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, I had to remember which race it was, but I remember Little Rick hit the wall.
I thought it sounded like to me,
DJ trying to eat crow now.
Listen, camera boy. Ain't nobody eating no goddamn crow.
Yeah, you eat fucking crow. Listen, man.
I'm speaking for them, but I'm speaking for myself.
What I'm saying is, DJ. Let me just say this.
You can't tell. Shut the fuck up. You can't talk to
you
me.
You can't tell me
shut
to shut the fuck up
now.
Well, you can't tell me shut
up.
The fuck up. You little weak ass boy.
I don't want
to
talk to you, man.
I'm gonna tell you something.
You ain't gonna tell me nothing, boy.
I'm gonna tell you something. You scared motherfucker. You get a heart. Get a heart. On the goddamn internet, like you're a bad shit, and trying to speak with some goddamn body. As soon as motherfuckers get ready to lock some motherfuckers' weak ass in,
you got
to run the goddamn bush.
You didn't you, boy? Now shut the hell up, man. I told you I don't want to talk to
you, boy. All your fellow men fade your motherfucking ass, boy. I'll fuck you up. You know
that. Somebody did what?
All I'm saying is your motherfucking ass when I had your ass picked up.
Listen.
Everybody said you
go lay down. You the only one believe it, because ain't nobody agree with
your
fuck
ass.
Shut up, man. Just shut up.
Me, boy. You don't want to go there. You know
what
I'm saying.
I don't.
Can I introduce one more person to this conversation? Hold on. What you going to do by March 23rd? You gonna run a Realtree or what y'all gonna do?
I like to get him down that way.
Right. Well, Realtree say he might not be ready by March 8th, so y'all you gonna line in a 5 on whatever on a 5? Is that what you said, Mike?
He said 5 on nickel, but I mean he'll probably lock it 5 on 3,000. I'm locking the deposit up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me okay.
Okay. Well, hell, let me get a little closer. We'll see. Like I said, I plan on going to all them races. Anything can happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get
World Race of the Year this year, goddammit. Believe that.
Not doing what you're doing tonight, goddammit. But
I was going to say, not necessarily running that Phoenix City, you're not.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Hey, they don't do that Phoenix City. I'm sorry, but nigga.
What's wrong with Phoenix City?
I got a man on. He said he wanna call you out tonight. I got him on my line right now.
Who?
I got to introduce him. Y'all give him a chance to introduce him. The Louisiana Grudge Racer of the Year, none other than Dubé. Dubé, how you doing, man?
I need you to
What's going on?
Hold on a minute, dude. Jay, how you gonna call out two brothers that come and call out each other? How two brothers gonna call out each other now? But you ain't never heard of that before.
Somebody ducking on his phone, man. Trying to get some credibility on who they are, but ain't representing. Now, Jay Barnes, you gonna have to do something about this goddamn shit.
You gotta come up with a point system where you deduct when a motherfucker get called out and they go goddamn backing up.
Cheat, so I can't fuck with him. He gonna tell Wick what I'm doing. And he won't reach to win.
But nigga, you know, goddamn, we're out here too. But nigga, you misunderstanding what you saying yourself tonight, though. You telling us you want to lock a man in for March the 2nd, but then you saying you ain't gonna be ready for March 23rd. I mean, March 23rd, a good little piece off.
He didn't say that he wasn't gonna be ready for March 23rd.
I didn't say that.
Mike Hill, please make sure you rotate that picture around the Grub community,
well,
please.
Mike Hill, he waiting on a tuna. Well, if he ain't gonna have no tuna for March 23rd.
I got somebody butt naked. Go to Chris Klein. What's Chris Klein doing?
Man, that man don't fuck with that man. Chris Klein, that's all the old Jack man. But nigga, you saying you need a tuna. You saying you need a tuna. I'm mad enough to say your goddamn car was looking good in November. I seen a pass in Florida, you're looking good. Who the hell was tuning in?
That's what I was wondering, because I'm gonna say, like I said, y'all, like I just told Butt Naked, if I had his fucking car the way it was running, the last few races I've been a motherfucking bear. I don't understand what's going on, man. Hold on, look, Carter, the man has been a bear. The man done did more racing than Grudge Racing, than Real Tree done did. So what you saying? I mean, you acting like the man hadn't been a bear.
Hold on. Why we got the Jake? Hey, Wick, you on the phone, Wick? I ain't know you were still here.
Yeah.
Now, ask me a question. Will you oblige CeCe on the 23rd?
I ain't got no problem running CeCe.
You
on
have reached the maximum time permitted
Arkansas
for recording your message.
We're going to Arkansas race on the
23rd. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase
sure
and re-record,
enough,
press 3.
Know,
to continue recording
everything
where you left off, press 4.
Come on, the Emirates the next day.
Yo, I know we leave the weapon want to run, but nigga, and
if you're
got,
satisfied
and
with the message,
said,
press 1.
He had
to
a man.
You,
he had,
press
he had
two
another man.
Send your message with normal delivery.
So.
Press 1 to send your message.
Who in the hell phone it at? Cut your phone out. Whoever that is.
Thank you. Your
but
message
DJ,
is sent.
Did he? Was he gonna bring the 29 car too?
To CC?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I talked to him
yesterday about running Lethal Weapon. They don't care about Lethal Weapon. Which I know.
Who care about him? Don't nobody care about hell. I don't care about Lethal Weapon. He called me out. He sure can get it.
Oh, and DJ, I don't want y'all to take it as no disrespect, but you got to admit, Butt Naked is acting a little gunshy right now. Now, is this something I don't know as far as y'all getting this together? Who that talking right now?
Let me tell you something, Lil Carter. That man right there done had the best of the best tuning on his car, and he got a handle on his car. I'm doing what I do on my own. I ain't never had no tuning for real. I got a man that'll send me from the goddamn shop and tell me I'm ready. And then I'm not. There ain't no tuner. You gotta go to the track and tune that car. You gotta read that laptop.
Got you going fast and smooth without him being there.
Right.
So he doing pretty good.
A lot of people are gonna get mad at me when I say this. But Butt Naked, I think you would work for LC. With you tuning.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I ain't got no problem. I want to be for show.
But
you know what I'm saying?
But see, 2 weeks from now, Butt Naked, you'll be talking to the Real Tree with Duck and you. When he trying to lock you in on the 23rd, and you say you want to lock him in
Look,
on the 2nd, but, no but you ain't got
let
no
me tell you something. Let me tell you this. I'm going to run Real Tree. I'm going to run Real Tree 4 marches out. If the Lord willing my car together, I'm going to run Real Tree. Let me get me a tune.
You going to match him up in a shootout, and then that's when you probably going to run him.
I'm not going to match him up in no shootout. I'm not going to do him like you did me. I'm not going to do him like you did me.
Well, you probably the lock up before we race.
So who the fuck was ducking who?
No, no, no. I told you it was some politics
reason.
I didn't bring that car to goddamn Chicago. I told you
Who the ducking who? Who was ducking who?
And I paid you that point,
guy.
You
locked
up there.
I did.
And then y'all would not, I didn't bring the car. Wasn't that wrong with my car? Wasn't that wrong with my car? And I told you that.
We brought our car to rush you.
And I told you what the reason why I didn't bring my car.
Duncan?
Well,
I don't know.
Hey,
Mike Hill, if Butt Naked need a tune, all he got to do is tune in to Mondays on Willie Dog Show for the Ernie Wren special. That's all he got to do.
J-Bond, tune in
or whatever, and everybody over there going to be with Real Tree. Come on, man.
J-Bond, where you at, J-Bond?
He making jokes.
Hold on, y'all hold on, man. Where Jay at? Jay.
I'm here.
Jay don't want to get in the middle of that shit.
Is there a deposit that you can put up for that belt Butt Naked just got saying he the baddest on 28? Is there a deposit that anybody can put up for that motherfucker?
No, that is. So he got
the Alabama belt, and he got to come wherever Butt Naked say come.
No, we don't want that. He don't want that belt. He wants the national belt.
I told that man that me and him ain't got nothing to talk about. But I'm going to tell you like this. When I want Real Tree, I want you to bet that you'll never video the rest of the year. Let's do that.
I'll do that. You bet that that you won't goddamn race no more this year then. Don't bet that. Hell no. That's too easy for you right there. I'm going to give you something hard to do.
He said, keep talking just so I can say something to him. I told him we ain't got nothing to talk about.
I was not talking to you, though. I wasn't even talking to you.
You keep talking about me.
I don't give a damn if you're in grudge racing. I'm going to talk about you. If you still grudge racing, you go over there to class race. I won't say shit about you. But,
what you
got to
say?
Jay Barnes, I don't want to make no bet with you.
Yeah, I'm here.
So it ain't no way that you gave him baddest on 20.
No, no.
He earned it. Is it any way possible that anybody could enforce that he run somebody that on 28, a bad motherfucker on 28, to reclaim
at the time.
To make sure that he earned that faithfully, and it wouldn't be no bullshit.
You can block him for 2014.
Well, Jay, you smart man, right? You're a business man. And you're a smart man. Can you answer one question for me though?
Right.
And answer honestly, Jay. Don't bullshit. How in the hell you gonna lock a man in for March 2nd, but you ain't gonna be ready for March 23rd?
He didn't say he wasn't gonna be ready.
He didn't say it, but you keep trying to say something the man ain't say.
That's not what he said.
Hold on.
If the man is ready on March 2nd, as long as nothing don't happen, he should be ready on the 23rd.
Exactly.
That's why we say he still got to agree to race.
And I tell you what, too, Mike, since you want to be a damn promoter, keep goddamn with your pompons on, bring some cold car down there, and watch me get on your ass with that goddamn Corvette. Now, how about that?
Hold on.
They say you ain't got shit to do with the event now. That's what I heard.
Shut up, Wick. But, nigga, they give us the back tie. We locked all in, goddammit. $500, $3,000
Fuck it. Now y'all
see. I got a goddamn 5-3 in that motherfucker. We got a 632. Come on, man.
I ain't never seen y'all motor.
Well, you don't know what the hell they got either, to be honest, but goddamn it.
He's scared for the next man car. You know he's scared for his car. You know he's scared for the next man.
Hold on, wait a minute. You tried to put the vet on Realtor, or you tried to put the vet on Mike Hill?
Mike, that's what I thought you said.
Stone Cold.
No, he said Stone Cold.
Okay.
Yeah, keep up.
Oh,
Man, hey, I think they grown from talking right about now, goddamn. You just stay in your lane, let her do the negotiating over him.
Jay won't goddamn stand up for shit, man. God.
No, Jay stood up. That goddamn DJ Grant tried to cut him off over there.
Ain't nobody cut nobody off, goddamn it. I told you what the man said. You trying to say something the man didn't say. Now, you the one begging.
You the one said it, DJ.
What did I say?
Said March 2nd. That's what
I
you
said. But Naked said he would race him March 2nd in Phoenix City.
You said you just said he wouldn't say it. He didn't say it.
What the fuck is she talking about? I
ain't
say that. Damn fool. Damn fool.
I don't even know if I'm
going
to
draw.
Boy, there's a guy that's going to draw
right there.
Yo, all right, now, I already told me. All right,
hold on,
right
on, hold on, hold on. The man said that he would race Real Tree March the 2nd.
But you just
so what else
the
fuck you talking about I didn't say?
You just said he didn't say it.
That's not what I said.
Did he not say that, man?
Listen.
Anybody on the phone hear this?
I just said, okay, tell me, what are you saying? I said, we just went over this bullshit.
DJ, they trying to make something out of nothing. But like I told him.
I just asked you, man.
Real Tree got his friends and fans. I got my friends and fans. I'm going to rent that goddamn man. Enough said. It going to be in March. What else y'all want to know? I ain't got big lock in tonight. I'm going to rent him.
No,
I promise you.
No, you ain't got to do that, but I'm saying you can't follow a man for trying either, though.
I'm going to rent him. I'm going to get him. I ain't just going to rent him. I'm going to fuck him up. I'm going to show y'all what a real stock suspension car can do on 28.
But y'all, you did make a statement, y'all, because y'all were talking about tracks, and you said, shit, I run them in Montgomery.
Ren, I said that in Phoenix City. Elkman said a couple weeks ago, you can be the baddest motherfucker in the world. If you bring them down here and run on these tracks that we run on, goddamn it, we'll try. He got a lot of data and data over there at the House of Hoot. That really ain't going to rent him over there. He got a lot of data and doubt about that thing. That's
DC,
why I said
he's
going to rent him.
Nigga,
the man's talking about coming to Alabama.
He ain't talking about Carolina. He's talking about Alabama.
That's why I said we're going to do it.
In March.
We're going to race him in March.
Boy, that goddamn
well, I don't know about Real Street, but I know, but Naked don't want to get beside Candy Crusher. Candy Crusher coming on 28th. He said he's looking for him. I know he don't want to do nothing with him on the 23rd.
He already beat Candy Crusher.
Candy Crusher said he coming on 28th and he wants to get back.
Well, I'm sure he can get all the get back he wants on 28th.
Well, DJ Grant, you leading all the witness tonight, bro.
Boy, I'm telling you, man.
I said what I said, and I stand behind what I said. If Butt Naked want to do it, I'll lock it. All he got to do is say he want to do it.
Who in the hell is a Candy Crush? Fuck Candy Crush. he done got clear one time by me on 29-11-5. Not 10-5-11-5.
But nigga, that ain't damn.
DJ,
your car
going to be red on the 23rd, DJ?
No, sir.
Hey, don't nobody listen to what I just said on Candy Crush. I was just trying to see if I can make something happen here.
Who is it?
DJ.
Yep, come around the back door.
Your car be red on the 23rd?
My car be ready when it be ready, BET. And you ain't never going to rush me out, but when you see it, all you got to do is draw on it. That's all you got to do.
I hear you, man.
It'll be in
I guess.
All I can guarantee you will be sometime in 2014. That's all I can guarantee you.
I guess I'm going to put some paint on this motherfucker. I ain't going nowhere this week. I will go to Vettos. I'm going to get this motherfucker red. I'm going to show these bad-ass boys something.
BT, it was a whole lot of hee-hee-ha-hauling until they unmuted your mic, bro.
Yeah, I shut this motherfucker down.
Let him come on the phone. Tell him, bring him the key. Bring him the key to the car.
Emo, man, I'm telling you, man, it's just crazy, man. This shit crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, well. when you start from that bottom and you finally make it to the top, goddamn boy, they sure want to push you off fast, don't they?
How you get there? Is my question.
He grudge racing, locking in. That's how he got there.
Shit.
Something the real tree didn't do. That's how he got there.
Boy, you know
some real tree didn't do. That's a goddamn guy's on his truth. Real tree ain't do no damn locking in and race. He ran in some shootouts. That's what he did. That's what it is. Bottom line, it is what it is. Now, if it's a lie, tell me it's a lie.
Boy,
now you
DJ,
quiet.
I tell you,
exactly.
You make my head hurt, DJ Thomas.
I don't give a fuck. The truth makes your head hurt.
We talking about what the man trying to do for 2014.
He's lucky he started his first race. You can't race yourself, DJ. Why are you talking for this man? I can't understand. This man,
motherfucker, you can't race at all. Shut the fuck up.
Everybody know what the
fuck
I do.
You can't race at all.
That ain't nothing for me. You to be even talking about me.
Listen, man. Y'all addressing me like these. Y'all addressing me
like a goddamn movie. You just like a movie.
Listen, man. Your motherfucking ass
is
just as good. Anytime you see, listen,
man.
Anytime
you
see me in that car, you know I'm trying to go. So you can act like you don't
know
that shit.
I know that.
Say it some goddamn time. You can't act like I won't do nothing. Your motherfucking ass won't
want
anybody else. You know, every time I'm near that goddamn car, I'm trying to go. Is that not true?
I know you try. Your goddamn race, but you can't
do
it now, DJ. Shut the fuck up. You know the rules. That's all I want you to do.
Okay.
But
you can't
do
it either right now. Real tree can't do it either right now. So what the fuck are you saying? They can talk about
lock.
We ain't trying to lock nobody in. Are you trying to lock somebody in right now? No, shut the hell up. Man, listen, man, we on the phone talking about bullshit. But nigga gonna race whatever the fuck he wanna race, just like I'm gonna race whatever the fuck I wanna race, and Real Tree gonna race whatever the fuck he wanna race. And you gonna feel your goddamn camera when you wanna feel that fucking roll that cheap ass camera.
DJ, see
the fuck?
Yeah, that's the problem. And you forget half of the shit you got damn say, man.
It's the truth, man.
It's the truth, man. You ain't got no oil pressure.
I ain't got no fucking oil pressure. I ain't say I did. I'm not sitting there seeing no my goddamn shit. No, I can't. I don't have to shut the fuck up. I do what you do. You got a fucking show.
Man,
you report on shit. I report on shit, too. And I report on bullshit. And that's what you talking right now. Some fucking bullshit. Shut the fuck up and roll the goddamn
camera.
You need to be on the motherfucking Bush commercial. Roll that beautiful bean footage. You
that's
black
what the fuck
bitch.
You
shut the hell up.
Leave him alone, DJ. You a motherfucker. Let him go. You shut the fuck up. You ain't got no arm stretch. You on stack stand. Stick your palm up your motherfucking ass.
Okay, well, goddamn, tell that pink panted red pink shoe wearing bitch to shut the fuck up too, then, motherfucker. What the hell are you talking about?
He ready to lock in.
I don't give a fuck. He ain't got no fucking arm stretch. He on the goddamn stand, bitch. The hell are you talking about?
He ready to lock in. If he can't raise, I'll lock his motherfucking ass in. That's all you got to do.
Fuck Real Tree. Well, lock him in for 23rd then.
DJ, don't worry about that. We're going to take care of that, man.
You say you can do it? Show us.
What I tell you about them $15 early? What I tell you about them $15 before I got that
$5 fine? You a bad motherfucker on the phone,
yeah,
you're man.
Right. You're right.
Before I got that $5, I told you about the $15.
I'm a bad motherfucker. Anytime you see me in my goddamn car, bitch, believe that.
Let him go,
DJ. Let him go. Like your daddy just said, we talking about 2014. That was goddamn, listen, motherfucker. Just feel me and call me out on that shit when you see me.
That's what you do. Expose my ass when you see me, motherfucker. That's what you do.
That's what the fuck.
I bet that's the fucking footage you won't put up.
you dumb bitch.
Hey.
You're going to put that shit up, and I'm going to run up in your motherfucking heroes. Watch and see. Watch and see. Watch and see. I'm going to run all up in your motherfucking heroes. Watch and see what I say, boy.
Until you can show me on that goddamn camera.
You can show me on that camera.
You supposed to be talking about racing, man. Y'all got damn.
Your mic, all right. Jaden took him to the private room, told him to shut the fuck up. He ain't got no oil fresh. Lay his motherfucking ass down on this, and stick his thumb up his ass while he on jack stands. A weak bitch. Fuck him.
Edmund, I thought I had you one.
Yeah. Let DJ Grant come in there and fuck it up. Cause he can't goddamn ready. He don't want to see now another motherfucker go.
Goddamn it, he got him one. Y'all just motherfucking wait. I'm going to lay my dick on Real Tree back. Watch and see.
Y'all ain't got to worry about that.
Not long.
You got DJ representing you, goddammit. Because you're going to block every goddamn thing going on, man.
Don't worry about it. Quit calling DJ name, man. Leave him alone. Let him go. Let him go.
Yeah.
Leave him alone. Ain't saying nothing, then leave him alone. But we coming up. We're going to do that.
Okay.
I got to take on one, two things this week right here before the week out. I'll let you know. What it gonna
okay.
be? It'll be before Friday.
Okay.
Now, Evan, you heard this motherfucker talking about they'll run Stone Cold. Cause now, Evan, you know that man got C-32. Everybody know what they got. Now, come on, how the hell is that?
He got a C-32 now. Live action got a C-32.
Yeah, they do.
Y'all want to put 29s on that Camaro? No. Y'all want to put Real Tree back on 29 too, Dean? What the hell we going to put 29s on for?
Y'all put 29s on Real Tree again like you did with the Rand Cold Killer.
Huh?
On Real Tree car.
Real Tree, you talking about Real Tree car. I'm talking about Real Tree.
Let's do a 2-for-1.
No, what you do, but nigga. We got a C-32 on two systems. They give us the same race Tree Man gave us down in Florida. We'll block that in ASAP.
Nah, I ain't getting y'all no fucking back time on hit.
We ain't back 1-1. All we want.
Nope.
That ain't your car, man. You can't lock that car. You wouldn't have to before watch that trailer.
I damn sure even watch no trailer. Hell, I ain't watch my own shit. That reason I was late getting there. I didn't get that after 4 o'clock. Let me tell you something, Whit.
You were late getting there because you didn't wash your trailer?
I didn't watch no trailer. I ain't did shit. Let me tell you something. I didn't get ready to Saturday morning. I got to work every day. Like Elton said earlier, all these goddamn keyboard junkies, I ain't with that shit. I got to work. I work from sunup in the morning to sundown at night. Homie, I don't have the time. But I promise you, next time I go racing, I'm going to take me a day off, a whole day off, and get my shit together. I got to fill up 10 nitro bottles. I got to pump racing fuel. I got to fill up 10 nitro bottles. I got to change tires. I got to buy spark plug. Man, that's a damn job, man. It takes 2-3 people
man,
to do that
we do
stuff.
That shit. We fill up 60 nitro bottles, motherfucker. 2 cases
you,
of plug.
You said it just right. You said we. You said we. It's me. Me. By myself.
You
I ain't got no help.
Helping you.
I swear
look,
on my goddamn
look.
Mama, I ain't got no help. What? I do this shit by myself.
But look, this shit takes time. The thing about it, you should have took that day off because you didn't do shit.
Wait, let me tell you something. The way I go racing is through my shop. I got to get these old women they call. These folks got to go to church on Sunday. I can't leave here like that.
You should have took Friday off and finished working because you didn't go to the track and do shit.
No, I'm working on Saturday.
You ain't got them with that slow motherfucker they got.
I don't work on Saturdays. I work Monday through Friday.
Well, y'all to the stage y'all left at home. You ain't handcuffing them.
Well, that's all right, Whit. What you want to do with your bad ass?
What you mean what I want to do?
What you want to do with that damn car you got? Ain't y'all got a car?
Hey, Wick. From what we seen Saturday, if that nigga want to lock you in right now, lock him in for this week. Goddamn, I'm going to help you get over here to run that goddamn race this week.
What race this week?
Now, what's
the... Ain't no race this week nowhere but down there in South Georgia.
They going to class race this week, Mike.
I ain't going nowhere. They going. I ain't going.
I already tried to lock them in for Saturday.
I got 5 state forms, 2 albums, and 1 all state, and I'm under insurance job. I'm getting all of them out Friday. I ain't going nowhere.
We know them going to be some bunch of fucked up paying jobs.
Well, you call it what you want. I'm going to eat. They going to be happy, and I'm going to eat.
Yeah. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. I can't knock you for eating.
I ain't going nowhere.
Quick, you went up and washed that trailer, so don't be trying to lock that goddamn car in.
My goddamn mat, let me tell you, when we went to Baltimore, my goddamn mat is still nasty from down there. That song going to fit. I ain't did nothing. Not nothing.
Right, but I'm saying, don't be trying to lock no folk car in and you ain't ever washed the trailer now.
I ain't locking shit in until I goddamn get ready.
Right.
I ain't ready.
Well, how the hell you going to be ready March 2nd in Phoenix City and you can't be ready March 23rd?
I was going to try to make some things happen.
Well, you sound like, really, you sound kind of backwards now.
Well, you say what you want to say.
I'm just telling you what you say.
I'm telling you, I'm going to run that man in March.
Right. I ain't got no problem with you running. I don't think you're scared to run him, but you say... You waiting on the tuna, that's why you can't run.
Let me tell you, that ain't why I can't. I said I want to be at my best when I do run. March the 2nd, I got a man, but the man said he might have something to do March 2nd, he might not. He said he don't know. He said it's a possibility.
Well, you want to lock him in March
2nd. He said, go ahead and run it. I said, all right. That's what I was going to do. But now, hell, I might just wait to come on down on the 23rd.
Well, Greg Jigmas don't got it. Grudge Inc. don't have a Pacific tuna they can send when they like have a race and y'all need some help.
You get your Pacific tuna other than Mike.
I do got me a tuna other than Mike when Mike can't go. And Mike can't be there with me.
Okay.
Once the cars get ready, I'm gonna have that Pacific tuna right on your
own. I don't have that option.
You got that option. You've been going down the track pretty fast and ain't nobody been there with you. Somebody helping you get it going.
Sir. Ain't nobody help me. I've been doing that shit on my own.
Somebody to put something in that car. As a matter of fact, T-Man or Tuna, he used to run 10-5 Outlaw, I recall.
Not with no 20-time. Me and T-Man put our head together, and we see what we come up with. He said, let's try that.
Y'all doing pretty good. T-Man used to run 10-5 Outlaw by himself.
But they ain't had that stuff
I say that with basically they doing pretty good. He just want to be at his best. I mean that's all the boy down to. The man want to be at his best. Ain't nobody fault the man but want to be at his best.
I can't knock him for this.
Man, I got plenty more power left in that car.
You ain't got plenty more. You got a little
man,
more.
Let me tell you something. I got more power than you can imagine left in that car. You just don't know. Let me tell you something.
You
y'all talking about race in Florida when I went after
you
on. I'm going to tell you the real truth. In Florida, I knocked that damn car dead to hell. I told T-Man, you ain't got to cut no lights. They got them, make it from A to B. And we turned the bottle pressure down. We took the timing out because we were fresh, brand new out the shop, motor brand new. We ain't made now hit. We ain't did nothing straight off the trailer.
Go faster like that.
Now hit, straight off the trailer, and we just got down no. If we go from A to B, we going out running. That's what we did. And that's what we did. That's the only pass on that motor right there. Now another pass until I went to Valence the other day. And I didn't make a bad thing. I bitch threw it up in there.
What about Chris Tootin? He's pretty good.
Chris said he's so busy, he can't do nothing right now. He got too many other cars. That's what he told me. He said he got a lot of cars that he's dealing with. Don't think I ain't been asking that.
I mean, the bottom line, the man know he going up against a bear, man. Ain't no doubt about it. Real tree is a bear. Ain't no doubt about it. With all the controversies around it, he need to be on his A game. Period. Point blank in the discussion.
Why you hook him up with your tuner, DJ?
DJ got a turbo car. I got a Max. He got a turbo tuner.
Yeah.
I got a Max.
I was talking about DJ.
I hear you gonna say
you got live action tuning. But ain't James Hancock and Jamie tuners? I mean, he said he was gonna be tuning on it in about office. I don't know what be going on. He ain't been to the track with me damn time. I can do it. I'm off the pay and everything. He ain't been there. Anything else you want to know?
He said you did not lock that car in. You got them. You ain't helping me watch the trail.
He told me. Hey, I wanted to put him on film.
Hey, Wick. That's why I told you lock it there. He might not show up. Goddamn, he might not.
Hey, I want to put him on film.
If I lock it in, I'm coming.
You better put your hand in cold water next time. You better put your hand in that cold ass water next time. Goddamn, you won't get
it. I'll put the video up with what he told me.
I was on the phone with BET, asked him, somebody said, make a new car, dude. Hell no, this ain't no button, make a new car. Motherfucker, have to watch the trailer. Goddamn, he ain't got shit to do with this car. I said, what? But, nigga, you could have helped the folks but watch the trailer, man. Goddamn.
Man, I only watch my own cars and trucks. I don't watch shit. And that's a lie y'all telling, too.
That's the truth.
Yeah, whatever. Say whatever and do whatever.
Yeah, okay.
That's the truth, man. That man said you went help him watch that trailer. That ain't your goddamn car.
I don't even go down there when it's time to go racing. Period.
My new car. Send me a picture of it. That's my new car. Send me a picture of it.
What you trying to say, Wick?
I'm trying to say you weren't even parked by the motherfucker. You didn't come when they came.
How can I park right there?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Did you get any of that money they split with then? I'm going to ask you that.
What you think I got? $500. What you think?
That was pretty straight. They fuck with you like that tonight when you walk the
trailer. What the hell ever? I ain't got to watch no trailer. My name ain't 902. Ain't no fucking Dubois.
That don't mean he a Dubois because he wash a car or something.
I ain't washing no goddamn car. I ain't washing, ain't wiping, ain't brushing.
No Dubois.
I ain't doing none of that. I don't do that. That ain't my cup of tea.
But you could have to wash a car one day.
I could have to, but I ain't gonna do that. If it ain't necessary, I'm not doing it.
You might have to wash some of your customer cars. Your workers might leave. The customer might come back and say you left bundle on it. You might have to wash it.
I'm gonna hire another man to wash.
I say your workers gone. And a customer
I
say
if my workers gone, I'm gonna send their ad to the goddamn detail shop. Go on there. Let them take care of you. I get the bill. So you telling me
you got to be a Dubois to wash a car?
No, I ain't saying you got to be a Dubois to wash a car. I say I ain't doing it. It ain't my cup of tea.
You straighten up that shit up because you could have to wash a car one day too now.
The lady tell me go out there and wash that car tomorrow. I got to wash it. She going to think I washed it.
You just said you ain't going to wash no car.
I just said she going to think I washed it. I'm going to tell her I washed it, but I ain't going to wash the damn thing.
Now, you might have to wash one for one day to wash, motherfucker. You never know how shit goes.
God damn, man.
Why are you going to make me wash the goddamn car? Yes, a boss, I'll wash.
I'm trying to teach you something, motherfucker. You might have to wash the goddamn trailer.
I'm the HNIC. I do what I want to do.
Now, you might have to wash that goddamn trailer.
Wait. I'll watch some cars. If that'll get you calling out, I'll watch some cars. How many want me to got there?
I'm just trying to tell you, because 902 watch cars, that don't mean no do boy. 902 is my friend, and he do what he like to do. And he does it because he like to do it.
Let me tell you something. I got some friend that love to watch cars. My best friend watch cars. He watch cars for goddamn what that damn restaurant is. Chick-fil-A. He worked in the corporate office in Atlanta. He make a lot of money washing cars. That joker check be $3, $5, and $6 a week, depending on what he do. If he washing what? Washing cars. Right. I ain't got no problem with that. He wash cars every day. It be cold as hell. He be out there washing them cars.
He get offended when somebody say that to him. He done whooped a couple motherfuckers for saying that. Come to the shop, you a do boy. And he get on their head because they did wrong, because they don't know what he is because he's washing the car.
Well, you know, hell. I just see him washing on the car. It don't matter.
Yeah,
my friend white car. I got a lot of friend white car. Mike, I'm a friend. You know Fry, don't you, Mike?
You a do boy, really, because you painted.
You don't know Fry.
Cars.
I'm talking about painting.
Don't you paint
Fry? He got a lot of goddamn old cars and shit down here and that he working on. Hell, he white car every day, particularly.
Hey, don't you paint them?
Yeah, I paint.
You a do boy.
I'm my own goddamn do boy. Best believe that.
It don't matter. You a do boy. You paint
them. I'm doing it for the insurance company. Believe that. I ain't doing it for free. I told you, I ain't paint no goddamn car all over.
I'm going to tell you like you told me, that ain't my cup of tea, motherfucker. I ain't finna fill my lungs up with all that goddamn paint and all that shit. I'm going to stand back outside the paint shop. I'm going to tell the motherfuckers after they wreck them.
Put your mask on then. Put your mask on.
After you get all that overspray on the windows and shit, and them folk can't see, and change shit up, I just go pull it after that.
I don't get no overspray on the one. We gotta use not to get that on there.
Oh yeah, I do.
They said the track ain't hit no shit, but nigga, I said, what you mean? It ain't came around yet. Don't go out there and put no whole bunch of power down. I got down, get out there. Don't tip the car again. I took some time out to lunch and took some time out the goddamn first system and dropped the ball pressure two all at the same time. This mother get out there and that's something dead hook. Dead hook. It dead hook, but it was damn tie shaking and dead hooking at the same time.
Lesson number one, and I'm sure don't tell you the same thing. Worry about your program. Don't worry about what everybody else doing. Your car still.
Your car ain't everybody else's car. That's the worst thing you can do. And get yourself in trouble admitting what everybody else got. Damn, say they shit.
They got
it.
Something
tote the tire. It was chatter. You see them all. I'm like, what the hell going on? I thought I said the track wasn't working. Then that thing went around there, we changed the tune up on it, putting it back, fucked around there. Then when Tony buying them rigs, I said, hell no, it's cold, I ain't going back out there.
You're different. You got a goddamn the stock suspension chassis of the car, so you can't tune your car like nobody else.
Yeah, but my buddy, he just went out there and he got stopped.
But Nick, you missed what that motherfucker said. He said you got a stop suspension chassis.
I ain't sitting weak, goddamn. I am not sitting weak.
Boy, even DJ caught that. Boy, I tell you, goddamn too, man. This show is a motherfucker, Jay. What the hell you got going on over here, man?
Hey, Wick, I didn't catch a call. Hell, men like me usually be in the bed at the time of the night. It got them 11 o'clock. We be in the bed.
He slid over there.
No, it's damn 12 o'clock. It ain't no 11 o'clock. It's 12 o'clock.
Motherfucker, you be up here every night this late. Fuck you, Tommy.
Man, we get up at 5:30 every morning. 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
So who don't get up at 5:30? I do too, Budnick.
Man, that's 6 our time over there with y'all it. I might
get a tow, goddammit, at 1 in the morning. Or sometime I lie and say I got one. Maybe I got a tow.
She on the other line. She in the back room listening, goddamn.
Yeah. No, my little boy told her the other day, Mom, what's that number on that show my dad be on? I want to listen to it. I said, she better not have that goddamn number. Y'all won't hear me on this motherfucker no more. I found out she got that goddamn number. Man, y'all forget it. Fuck this show.
Listen, sometimes don't really be a call, huh?
I tell her, nah, baby, that's just entertainment, baby.
They ain't gonna wanna hear that shit, trust me.
Yeah, no,
say something wrong.
You hear that shit 2 years from now, you're gonna come out of nowhere with it. You're gonna be naked.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're going to that bitch,
goddammit. That's the bitch you're going to see a bitch now, goddammit. And you ain't got no toy. I ain't heard no phone ring.
She already called me like that, Edmund. One night she hollered, I'm going with you. I saw the phone went off 4 times. I said, oh, look, what this motherfucker?
You said, wait, you told her, wait, after that she going with you.
She going with me one night. I said, this friend was about 5 times. Yeah, oh, yeah, this motherfucker, baby. We going on back home.
We going back to the house, man. Hey, but where he was on the last one, bro, he told me he was going to be right here on the corner, right here. Yeah, somebody must have done it. Damn, too long. Waiting on you to get here.
We made it too late. They didn't got that bitch gone.
He gone. You took too long to get married. Got that. I looking down here. Got that guy gone. Waiting on you. Oh, man. Oh, damn.
Hey, them mugs ain't
y'all know where I learned that from. Y'all know where I learned that from. My daddy. You know he used to have a tone, sir. He taught me all this bullshit.
Don't blame it on your daddy. Blame it on your daddy. That was it all. Blame it on your daddy.
Yeah. Oh, he taught me a bunch of. He bought me a bunch of chips.
Hey, like, he made a little record to them. He got a record coming too. That's like.
Yeah.
Used to.
I
got like my shit for me everywhere. Goddamn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Sir.
Hey, any race cars on the repo list? Shit. I can't cover this motherfucker right